This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
Let's play some football!
The following is a sports presentation of ESPN Radio, 1460 AM KXPN and ESPNSuperstation.com. High school football is on the air.
Inside handoff, Foster steps out of a tackle, and he's into the clear. 30, 25, goes to the corner, to the 10, to the 5, touchdown Elm Creek. Derek Foster from 33 yards out.
Today, it's the state football championships from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. High school football on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
First down and 15. In out of the Wildcat. They've run this quite a bit tonight. And they'll give it to Campbell on the right side. 35-40. He gets into the secondary. And he is going to take it all the way to the end zone. Touchdown, Sean Campbell.
Six state champions will be crowned by Tuesday night at the home of football in Nebraska, Memorial Stadium. Coming up next, another champion will be crowned. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. And with all of today's action, we take you live to Memorial Stadium in Lincoln.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Lincoln for day two of the 2009 Nebraska State High School Football Championships. Day one is in the book. Three champions have been crowned, and now we will go with the Class C2, C1, and B champions today here at Memorial Stadium. And to start things off, it's the C2 final between the Trojans of Hardington Cedar Catholic and the Indians from Ponca. Doug Duda along with Tony Davis and our producer-engineer Merritt Lawson as we get ready for game one of three today here on the New Tech Seed pregame show and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can also hear the games live on the web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Yesterday, when we were here for the opening game, it was foggy. This morning, it is windy, and luckily that probably won't affect either of these ball clubs here today as they have a rematch from early on this season where Hardington Cedar Catholic fell to Ponca by a score of 36-27 in the next-to-last regular season game, Week 7, 36-27. So maybe we'll see some points. We should see a couple of the state's best backs in Class C2 going at it today, and Jared Curry of Ponca and Chad Cook of Hardington Cedar Catholic, both over 2,000 yards this season. So a little bit like yesterday's opening game and the first couple, we should see a lot of running of the football by whoever wins this game. But, Tony, we hope to see some better football. Yesterday was just flat-out three blowouts. Class A was within striking distance for a while, but the Class D games yesterday were not really close. Hayes Center hung in there for the first quarter and a half, but when Humphrey St. Francis stuck one in before halftime to go up 22-0, that virtually did it. And for Giltner, you just got to scratch your head and go, Howells, this was not supposed to be the best Howells team of all time, and yesterday they acted like they were.
Yeah, they really, those toss sweeps are still amazing that everybody says, it's a toss sweep right, it's a toss sweep left. How can't you stop it? Well, apparently because it's Howells. They just get the corner and just run over you. They scored early, they scored often. That one was over, about 5 minutes into the game, it seemed like. They just continued to score. And then it was a little bit good to see in that fourth quarter, Giltner come back and put a few points on the board. I believe they ended up with 28. But it was over way before that. It was not close.
Well, the worst part about that was not the loss by the team, but the loss of two of their best players yesterday, which is going to affect them for basketball in the upcoming winter sports season.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Two players, hopefully they'll get the Tom's kid, is that his right name, back for football next year, they're saying. It's an arm injury. Bad deal.
Well, Drew Ott, the man you're talking about, and Shea Heinrichs also injured in the game yesterday for Giltner.
Hopefully getting Ott back for next football season. Basketball is over. Track is over. They're hoping for next football season to have him back.
So we'll see what happens today. We've had a chance to see Hardington Cedar Catholic. We were very impressed with their performance up at Ravenna in round two of the playoffs. We've not seen Ponca, but Ponca has been at the top of the C2 rankings for most of the year after Blue Hill was beaten. Ponca ascended to that number one spot, and they have held on to that spot. But then you look at last week, Tony, and Ponca jumped out to a 21-0 lead before holding off Aquinas 21-14, and nearly a miracle for Hardington Cedar Catholic. They trailed the entire football game to Cambridge, who made the 5.5-hour or so bus trip all the way up to Hardington, and this ball game was 20-12. They scored with 2:15 to go and made the two-point conversion to tie it at 20. and then got the ball back with 30 seconds and on a 39-yard touchdown pass with 1 second to go, they beat Cambridge 26-20, and that's how they're here for the rematch with Ponca.
Yeah, got a pass down the field. He spun out of a tackle and basically walked into the end zone, left the Trojans of Cambridge stunned, the Trojans of Hardington in a celebratory mood as they were going to Memorial Stadium. Should be a great rematch. You go back to the first time these two teams played. Both these teams done probably more than normally we see can throw the football a little bit. Watchhorn needs 35 yards to go for over 1,000 on the season, and 1,000 on the season doesn't sound like a whole lot. Well, when nobody throws the football, it's quite a bunch in C2.
Well, you look at some of the guys that are going to be on that line. You got solid lines on both sides. You got solid running backs, and it's going to be who takes care of the football the best today, I think, is who's going to win this football game. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on ESPN Radio. We'll look at the starters after this timeout.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship-trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete in all of us.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis.
Welcome back to Memorial Stadium here in Lincoln. Doug Duda along with Tony Davis getting ready for today's C2 state championship game between Hardington Cedar Catholic and Ponca. And we are looking at, as we said, a football game that should see a lot of rushing in this game. Tony, it seemed like the team that was able to run the ball better yesterday in all three instances was able to win the football game. I guess that should be no surprise here in Nebraska.
No, that's what, 99%, with the other 1% being Giltner. That throws as much as they do. Everybody runs the football, and today it's Jared Curry and it's Chad Cook. You're going to hear those two names a lot. This should be a battle of those two backs. And, Doug, you said it. Who can hang on to the football? Can somebody get a fumble early in this game? A field position battle could be won. Turn the field possession over to them, get them on their side, and take in an easy score. That could be the difference in this ballgame.
Well, let's take a look at the starting lineups now for today's football game, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, Five Points Bank in the Tri-Cities. Let's start with the folks from Ponca, and here's how their starting lineup looks this morning. At center, number 78, a 5'10", 240-pound senior, Josh Watchhorn. At left guard, number 54, 5'10", 175-pound sophomore is Josh Block. And at right guard is number 64, 6 foot 215-pound junior Jesse Way. At the tackles, number 65, 6'2", 220-pound junior is Nolan Ryan.
They call this line the Ryan Express.
And that the other tackle today is number 74, a 6 foot 2, 215-pound senior Matt Domi. At the ends today, number 23, a 6 foot 165-pound senior Nolan Block. And number 33, 6'1", 180-pound senior Ben Gehring. The wingbacks, number 24, 5'9", 145-pound junior Cash Ektenkamp. And number 43, 5'9", 175-pound senior Joel Markworth. In the backfield, the I-back is number 9, 6'1", 190-pound senior Jared Curry. And your quarterback is number 5, 5'8", 165-pound senior Andrew Watchhorn. The head coach of the Ponca Indians taking his team here into the state championship game today is Joe Kvirda, and he is assisted by John Stroud, Troy Evans, and Pat Korth. They set it a perfect 12-0 on the season. Here in the playoffs, they have been able to roll Palmyra, Lord Central Catholic, Elmwood Murdoch, who they beat 20-19 in the quarters, and Aquinas Catholic 21-14 in the semifinal round. Now let's take a look at the starting lineup for the Hardington Cedar Catholic Trojans, and here's how things begin for them. Let's take a look at what they've got on the offensive line. Number 50 is a 210-pound senior, Jake Stevens. Number 57, 245-pound senior, Todd Bottleson. Number 65, 195-pound senior Brett Klug, and number 73, 205-pound sophomore Tyler Loberg. At the tight end, number 85, 200-pound junior Trent Bottleson. Also at tight end is number 22, 190-pound junior, and that is Mitch Duhacek. At the wide receiver position is number 2, a 180-pound senior, Cody Klug, and number 23, a 150-pound senior, Nick Lauer. At the fullback position is number 44, 185-pound senior, Eric Becker. At the I-back, number 5, 215-pound senior, Chad Cook. And the quarterback for the Hardington Cedar Catholic Trojans is number 7, 180-pound senior, Justin Lisey. The head coach is Chad Cotto, assisted by Mike Johnson, Jason Folkers, Corey Aldrich, and Zach Wemhoff. They set at 10-2 on the season. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. We're back with more in Lincoln in a minute.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Welcome back to Memorial Stadium here in Lincoln. Doug Duda along with Tony Davis as we get ready for the first of our three games today, all here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. Up next at 2:45, it will be Hastings St. Cecilia taking on Norfolk Catholic in the C1 final and the Class B final tonight between Aurora and Omaha Scott. Up next, Hardington Cedar Catholic takes on Ponca. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on ESPN Radio. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll have the opening kickoff right after this timeout.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
And we are back at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. Tony, what should we look for early this morning?
Well, I think you're going to look at who controls the line of scrimmage. Obviously, some points were put up in the first part of this. I think defensive scheme-wise, it's got to start up front. Who can get a better push on the defensive line? That's a critical part of this whole game is up front, both ways, Doug.
Well, we are ready to go. Hardington Cedar Catholic will be booting it away. They will have the wind at their back going from south to north. And for Ponca, they'll be going from north to south. And we will have this football game underway in just a moment. Back deep for the Ponca Indians this morning. Of course, two of their fine return men, and that will be number 5 in Andrew Watchhorn and number 9 Jared Curry, and that's the names that you're going to have to get pretty familiar with as this day continues to move along, is Watchhorn and Curry. Ready to boot the ball away is Hardington Cedar Catholic in their red uniforms with the white pants. It's the white uniforms with the blue trim and pants for Ponca, and again, with today's games televised and on the radio as well, we'll have a couple extra timeouts, and that's what we're waiting for to get things underway here today. For Hardington Cedar Catholic, their two losses, the season opener to Crofton, where they didn't hang on to the ball all that well, and Crofton, a solid football team, in C1, 20-6 was the final score there. And then, as we said, in the first meeting between these teams, 36-27, Ponca picked up the win. So it looks like we're ready to go. Chad Cook has the ball on the tee, and let's get this C2 state football final underway as Cook boots it away. Good kick going to be taken by Curry back at the 10-yard line, right side 15, 20, up to the 25. He drags a man with him across the 30 and out to the 32-yard line before the tackle is made by Zach Webben, and it's first down and 10 here for Ponca.
Yeah, Webben kind of shot through a hole there, kind of untouched, and I'm not sure he wanted to take on the brunt of the blow that Curry was about ready to deliver.
So first down and 10 as we get to see some 11-man football today after the 8-man games started things off yesterday. And Ponca will come out and just run a very, very solid double wing. It looks a lot like what Minden likes to do, Tony. And they'll turn and hand it off on the right side, and not much there, just about a yard on the play. And if you're looking at this all day long, Curry getting about a yard, it'll be second down and 9. But they're just so, so close to the line of scrimmage, anybody that's going to carry the football.
Yeah, Eric Becker in on the stop for the Trojans of Hardington that time. Came from all the way from the backside. Play took a while to develop. They fake it about, you know, you mentioned Minden's offense with Sam Dunn. There's a lot of fakes going on and have trouble following the ball a lot of the time.
So on second down, this time they're going to hand it off to him again, and Curry will find his way to the 35 and to the 36-yard line. Usually early on, you like to test and see where the strength is on the line, if you can run the ball right, if you can run the ball left, and so far two to the right side, and they've picked up about 4 total yards. It'll be third down and 6.
Yeah, Becker from the linebacker position shooting through there was the first man there again.
And as you said in the pregame, Andrew Watchhorn can throw the ball a little bit here, so they're not afraid to do that. But when they don't send anybody out wide, you've got to cover those tight ends. And on third and 6, they'll send Curry in motion again. They'll turn, they'll give it to him. He's going to try the left side here, and he is going to be hit in the backfield and driven backwards and lose some yards, and it'll be 3 and out here for Ponca.
There's 6 red jerseys on top of him. Good job of stringing that play and people running to the football.
Loss of 2 on the play, and Tony, nothing special there by Ponca. They kept it on the ground. They gave it to their All-State candidate and Jared Curry 3 times, and they didn't get much. 4th down and 8, and we talked about this yesterday. Matt Corris running the football for St. Francis, and then Bellina yesterday for Howells. It's not fun, it's not pretty to watch, but it works, and that's how they win state championships. So we'll get our first punt of the ball game. Not much rush here. It takes a while to boot it away, and the left-footed kick will be received at the 33-yard line, backpedaling to the 30. Hardington Cedar Catholic trying to get up the football field there is number 20, Keenan Sudbeck, and he is going to make it up to about the 37-yard line where it's first down and 10.
Because Sudbeck underestimated maybe a little bit of how hard that wind was blowing, came up, and then had to retract his footing about 3 steps, kind of make an over-the-shoulder grab on that before he could take off.
So first down and 10 here. It will be Hardington Cedar Catholic's opportunity. And, Tony, when we saw them before, they didn't necessarily go to Cook right away. We'll see if they do here as they line up in a Maryland eye on first down and 10 at their own 37-yard line. They will give it to the second man in that I formation across the 40 and out to the 43-yard line, and again, they do not go to Cook on the first carry of the ball game. They give it to Keenan Sudbeck.
Yeah, and then right in on that tackle that time is Jared Curry. Gets outside, but a nice pickup. You're testing the waters. That's what everybody wants, to get outside and maybe not take the punishment. Cook's going to run between the tackles and try and hit somebody, deliver the blow, and he's a power running back.
Cody Klug will now split out wide to the right, and they'll split the backs after the 5-yard gain. It is second down and 5. Ball on the near hash here. Lisey wants to throw the ball on second down. He's throwing it deep, looking for his man, and it is completed to 35. 30 down to the 25, and Klug will be pushed out of bounds at the 22-yard line. Huge gain on the play, 36 yards, and move the chain.
Great throw over the shoulder of Klug. Only player that could get to that ball. He just reached up, made a nice catch on the play, and there's nothing you can do on that. They had double coverage down the field, but you had the inside guy beat by a step and perfect pass that time.
Well, this is why we were so impressed with Hardington Cedar Catholic in their game against Ravenna earlier on in the playoffs, because they could do it all. And now Cook is the lone man in the backfield. They've already shown different formations on every snap. They toss, sweep, Cook, big hole left side, 20, 15, 10, and he's finally brought down. It'll be first and goal at the 8-yard line. Ponca makes the tackle with number 18, Luke Markworth, but moving the ball right down the field, a 14-yard gain for Chad Cook.
Yeah, they must have mixed up a scheme, because right now they've really got Ponca on their heels. There's big gaping holes out there, and if you're going to give Chad Cook that, it's going to be a long day for this defense.
And when you complete that pass, it really, and there's a flag on the play, but they pick it up. It's an inadvertent flag. as you take a look at what they were able to do, completing that pass, they did it against Ravenna. I'm going to assume they didn't do it last week against Cambridge, and maybe that's what slowed them down on the first drive of the football game. But what we've seen in every snap through the first game that we saw them against Ravenna and the first series here, they've just been dominating, and it makes you wonder what happened last week and how well Cambridge must have played to slow this football team down. It'll be first down and goal at the 8-yard line here for Hardington Cedar Catholic out of the base high formation, man in motion from right to left. They'll give it to Cook, tries to stretch it out to the right side, and he is going to be tripped up in the backfield and lose about four back to the 12-yard line.
Nathan won- block right there, Doug.
He wanted to cut it up earlier, and by the time he realized he had to try to get to the corner, it ended up being about 1-on-4 with no blockers out there, and that'll bring up second and goal at the 12.
Yeah, that's a great tackle on Cook. You won't see him brought down 1-on-1 like that. He will high step out of those tackles 8 out of 10 times, but good job by Block of bringing him to the ground.
Well, that'll change a little bit about what they want to do here. And the fullback, Eric Becker, back there, maybe look for him to be involved here on second and goal at the 12. Here comes the blitz from the left side. The quarterback, Lizey's going to keep it. He fumbles the football, and Ponca is on top of it at the 12-yard line. Ponca has covered the ball, and there's your man, number 18, Luke Markworth, covers the ball. The blitz came right where Lizey was going to run, so the blitz came right past him, and there was a little bit of a hole there, but as he spun in the hole, he got jacked right in the back, and the ball comes out.
Doug, I wonder if that maybe was a little bit of a broken play. He turned around, and maybe it was a quarterback keep all the way, but just really nowhere to go. Like you said, that blitz went past him, but there's some confusion up front, that's for sure.
So Lizey fumbles the football. And a first down and 10 here for Ponca. And on their second possession, they'll counter it out to the right side, and Curry's going to make it out to the 15-yard line.
Nicholas Lowerin on the stop. You know, you're seeing some people really wrap up those legs. Maybe yesterday that was one of the problems for Hayes Center. We saw him keep going up and tackling people above the waist and just getting drugged 4 and 5 yards. These guys know how to tackle. They're getting down around the calves and the ankles and wrapping them up there.
So second down now and 8 yards to go. Nothing fancy here so far for Ponca. They'll move a man in motion from left to right that time and give it to Curry one more time, and he'll get two or three more. So right now the line of scrimmage has been won on both sides by Hardington Cedar Catholic.
Yeah, Tanner Heggie was first man there. Number 66 comes through there and drags him down from behind.
So it'll bring up third down and 5. And Hardington Cedar Catholic, after the turnover, hoping that they can get another 3 and out here. Ponca went 3 and out on the opening possession, and now they face 3rd down and 5. Last time on 3rd down and 6, they went ahead and ran the ball. 5 offensive plays, 5 handoff to Jared Curry. And this time, Markworth wants to throw the ball, but there's nobody to throw it to underneath, so he's going to have to take off and run. He's hit at the 20 and brought down at the 21-yard line. He'll be 2 yards short, and it'll be 4th down here for Ponca.
Yeah, pretty easy decision. Punt this football away. Get the wind at your back. Try and get it down there and make a stop. Didn't hold them much on that first possession at all. We'll see if they can here on the second one.
So just 2 on the play. They say it'll be 4th down and 3. And the second punt of the ball game coming up. Ponca had a 34-yard punt the first time around. And let's see what they do here. Maybe a little pressure. They took a long time to get that first punt off. Here comes some pressure from the outside, but doesn't get there in time. A high, fairly short kick taken at the 45-yard line, trying to come all the way from the right to the left and getting the corner. 50, 45, 40, plenty of room. Down to the 30, the punter's the only man that's left, and he runs into his own man at the 20-yard line and brought down at the 19. So all but 1 yard, in fact, all of that is negated there, Tony. First down and 10, the length of the punt negated by the return.
Doug, hopefully we can see a replay. The guy on the outside really did a good job of stealing this and letting him get that corner. Clue got the corner right down the sideline. He went.
There is a flag on the play, and I don't see it on the field anywhere, Tony. They
yeah,
say it's a legal block in the back.
They're saying the guy on the corner that made that block that freed him up was exactly where that flag is laying. Well, hopefully get a chance to see this again and see if that was the right call. That's a big, big, huge, absolutely devastating penalty.
Oh, it's way back here at the 45, right where he caught it and took off. So our first penalty of the ball game will be an illegal block in the back there on Hardington Cedar Catholic. And that'll bring up first down and 10 all the way back at the 35 instead of at the Ponca 20. So first and 10, we're scoreless here. 5:58 to go in the first quarter of our C2 final between Hardington Cedar Catholic and Ponca. And they're not going to show us that. And there's timeout on the field. It was our first punt of the ball game, so we have timeout on the field. Scoreless here at Memorial Stadium. We'll be back after this.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis.
Hogan's has it. For all you athletes and fans, we have everything you need from Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, Mizuno, Asics, and more. And along with a great selection of shoes and apparel, we offer screen printing, embroidery, trophies, and engraving too. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
And welcome back to ESPN's coverage of the D2 and D1 and A, and now today the C2, C1, and B state football finals. Back to the I formation, Hardington Cedar Catholic on first down and 10. Cook runs it off right guard, then spins over his center and takes it to the 39-yard line. Gain of 4 on the play.
Yeah, that was that power running style. Two people had him, Doug, about 2 yards shorter than where Cook went down. He just fights, drives those legs and leans forward for a couple extra yards there.
So that'll bring up second down and 4. The big play of this football game was a 36-yard completion here for Hardington Cedar Catholic. Then they fumbled the ball 2 plays later on the ground. Back to a pro set here. 1 wide left, 1 wide right, and back to pass. Lizey has some time, throws on the crossing pattern, complete at the 50, and into pocket territory at the 47-yard line is going to be Aaron Steffen with the first down.
Another absolute strike. Lizey continues to impress us with his passing game, Doug. That was pinpoint accuracy we saw the whole game against Ravenna, and you're seeing it here early on.
Yeah, he started that ball game 5 for 5, moved the ball down the field, and if you can throw the ball and have a 2,000-yard rusher, that is the question mark we had coming into the game. Hardington was simply rolling until last week, and now they are rolling so far here in the first quarter. Even though it's a scoreless game, they fumbled at the 10. Now Cook on a counter, big hole, 45-40. He goes from his left to his right across the 35 and finds his way down to the 33-yard line. 14 more and another first down.
But Doug, you've really got the Ponca Indians on their heels right now. I think you got to go down, and if you put one in the end zone here, it's almost one of those things that's a real devastating blow here early on, just for the simple fact that momentum is so huge. They've done really nothing right today here in the early going of this ball game.
Outside of forcing that fumble, that is the case. 0-0, 4:40 to go here in the first quarter.
Nolan Ryan having a little equipment problem.
So we'll take a look at that. Ponca has been 3 and out on their 2 possessions. Hardington Cedar Catholic's opening possession, they took it down to the 10-yard line. They actually had it 1st and goal at the 8, lost yards on 1st down, and then fumbled the ball on 2nd down at the 13-yard line. And now they're on their 2nd possession, and they've marched the ball from their 35 to the 33 of Ponca. And here's a handoff to the fullback, and that is not going to work at all, and he takes some punishment back at the 36-yard line. Nowhere to go for Hardington Cedar Catholic fullback Eric Becker.
And Nolan Ryan fired through from his left defensive tackle position and was the first man there. And then he held on, and 2 other white jerseys piled on.
So it is going to be a loss of 2 on the play. And it'll bring up 2nd down and 12. Ball marked back at the 36-yard line of Ponca. They'll go with a wishbone set for the first time here this morning. Quarterback Justin Lizey, long count, a lot of misdirection, handed off to Cook over the right side. It's well-designed and well-covered. He's going to get back to the original line of scrimmage, maybe a yard more to the 33, and it'll bring up 3rd and long.
Well, but now you've got the luxury. You think a lot of times when you get a 2,000-yard rusher, really, it's going to be an off-tackle play, nothing fancy. Well, when you can throw the ball like Lizey can, Doug, it really opens up that passing game and your playbook.
And you got to be looking maybe for Chad Cook to get it again here, Tony, because you're in that part of the field where you can't kick a field goal. You're probably too close to punt it. You're at the 33-yard line, 3rd down and 9. Cook's the only man in the backfield, ball in the right hash. And Lizey is going to throw the ball, looks to his left, has time, overthrown and intercepted at the 13, and room to run, 20, 30, right side, 34, 35-yard line, 2 possessions, 2 turnovers, and the interception made that time by Ponca's Andrew Watchhorn from his safety position. He has to feel like Matt O'Hanlon right there. The ball came right to him, and he was able to return it from the 13 all the way up to the 35.
Yeah, Watchorn just sitting back there playing center field, ball well overthrown. First really poor pass Lizzie's thrown today.
So Watchorn with the INT takes it back out to the Ponca 35-yard line, and this is what a couple of the teams that didn't look good offensively earlier yesterday weren't able to do, and that was force turnovers. And here they will hand it off on a fullback dive to the left side, and just a massive humanity there, Tony, and that's what you see. It's gang tackling for Hardington Cedar Catholic. It's usually not just one kid.
No, Nathan Lizzie along with Chad Cook was there, number 23 as well. Mr. Lauer also in on that stop. So three, four red jerseys around that football. They just drive him backwards.
Austin Hansen with the carry, picked up 4 yards. It'll be second down and six. Again, they run that double wing. They send a man in motion, and they'll hand it off to Curry, and he will drive forward. Tony, I guess as he picks up a yard, maybe two, we've watched it enough. Explain what any benefit is to putting Curry in motion instead of just lining him up in an I formation.
Well, I think maybe build up a little bit, give him an extra step towards that line of scrimmage. I think maybe you confuse some people by thinking, well, that guy in motion, they're using him as a decoy. They're going to hand the ball to somebody else. Just mixing it up a little bit. They don't want to do the same thing every time. You get enough people keying on Curry anyway.
Third and three, they give it to Curry. Then he gives it off to his slot back, who has the first down across the 45 and out to the 47-yard line. And that is Joel Markworth, the wing back there, on just a quick little inside reverse, the first down of the ball game for Ponca.
Yeah, there's a little bit of misdirection. Once again, everybody's crashing on Curry. He enters this ball game with 2,214 yards, 37 touchdowns. You know he's going to get the ball. You've got to mix it up a little bit, Doug.
Going to be a 6-yard gain on the play, and it'll bring up first down and 10 here for Ponca. Not a lot of big plays, just a lot of grinded out yardage here for Ponca. And this time Curry takes it again. No, they're going to hand off the fullback. They thought Curry had it, and the fullback, Hansen, is going to bust his way for another first down to the 40-yard line. He bounced off a pile and kept on running into the open secondary before being brought down.
Yeah, they keep bringing those guys around, Doug. It seemed to me that they've cut the ball back towards the middle of the field up a few too many times. I think they want to keep bouncing that thing outside and get out of traffic a little bit more.
So a first down and 10 here for Ponca. They are into Hardington Cedar Catholic territory for the first time this morning, a scoreless first quarter. Curry again, this time to the left side, and he is stuck by Eric Becker as he gets up to the 37-yard line, a gain of 3.
He does the old spin move right into Eric Becker, and Eric Becker says, hello, right in the middle of the field.
So it'll bring up second down and 7. 1 minute to go here in the first quarter of our C2 state championship game. Ponca and Hardington Cedar Catholic are scoreless. Hardington Cedar Catholic has turned it over on both possessions, and Ponca now finally moving the ball, second and 7. And they will send it off to the fullback again for 2 yards up to the 35-yard line. Nothing pretty, as we said, is just going to be quick hitting, and if you can get that hole, and Ponk has been able to do that most of the season, you're going to get some big yards, but Austin Hansen only picks up a couple, and it's going to be third down and 5 for Ponca.
Well, Chad Cook flew in and stuck a shoulder in him, made a nice solo tackle there before that play could ever get going.
They have yet to attempt to pass in this football game. Let's see if Andy Watchorn wants to do that. And no, they're going to fake that inside handoff, and Curry is going to be belted well short of the first down. Got about a yard and a half. They're going to mark him at the 33. It's going to be fourth down and 3, and that's also going to bring us to the end of the first quarter of play. And so for the first time this week in the state finals, we've got a scoreless first quarter. You look at the overall yardage here for Hardington Cedar Catholic and Ponca. Hardington Cedar Catholic, they've got a lot more yardage because of a 36-yard completed pass, but Lizzie is 2 for 3, 50 yards and an interception. Chad Cook, 31 yards on the ground for Ponca. Jared Curry, 15 yards. Austin Hansen, 18. It looks like about 41 yards of total offense for Ponca. Most of it's been on this drive. So we're at the end of one quarter. C2 Finals here on ESPN Radio. Ponca and Hardington Cedar Catholic scoreless. We'll be right back.
Do you have a leaky roof, maybe a little unsightly sag? Well, don't put off till tomorrow what you can do today. Call Doberstein Roofing in Kearney and let the professionals do what they do best. Doberstein, where quality isn't expensive, it's priceless.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop. That's who we are.
And welcome back to Memorial Stadium here in Lincoln, where we're getting ready for second quarter action between Hartington Cedar Catholic and Ponca. And so far in this football game, most of it on the ground. Ponca, 42 yards of total offense. Hartington Cedar Catholic, 32 yards rushing and 50 yards through the air for 82 total yards. But two big turnovers in the first quarter have kept them out of the end zone, both in Ponca territory. It's fourth and three for Ponca as we start the second quarter. They give it to Curry off the right side. He keeps the legs turning, and his second effort is going to get enough for that first down to the 29-yard line. He was stacked up at the 32, but just kept on spinning and kept the legs moving, Tony, and that's a big conversion for Ponca.
Yeah, really a great play over the right-hand side that was blown up by the left side of the defensive line for Hartington, and then he just kept pushing and spinning. He actually spun back to the middle of the field and dove forward and got the first down by about a yard.
So it'll bring up first down and 10 at the 29-yard line. And they will stay on the ground here with a little toss to the wing back and nothing going there again for Joel Markworth. He'll pick up a couple, if that.
Yeah, good job once again. They're trying to cut that ball back. Instead of bouncing outside, you see a lot of teams, let's get to the outside, where there's more room and then less traffic. They seem to be cutting that ball back to the middle of the field where everybody's at, it looks like to me.
Well, that's what Corus was doing for St. Francis yesterday morning, too. It looked like every play was designed to go one way and ended up going another. Some of it obviously designed that way. It is second down and 8, again, out of that wing formation. Curry again over the right side. Now a little room. He gets to the outside, to the 25, to the 22-yard line. He's going to be 3 yards short of a first down, a gain of 5 for Curry.
Yeah, Justin Lisey right there. Class C football, so you see Chad Cook, you see Lisey, you see your big playmakers on offense, also in on a lot of tackles on defense.
Again, the wind, a little bit of a factor here. It's howling pretty good out of the south this morning at 20-plus mile an hour, a lot different than it was here yesterday. It's cooler today than it was yesterday. It's a lot windier, which makes it even more cool as far as the wind chill goes, but it's not affecting Ponca as far as just running the ball. Again, they'll give it to their wingback, Joel Markworth, and Markworth this time stacked up right over the center, and he is actually maybe going to lose a yard on the play, and another fourth down coming up here for Ponca.
Yeah, good stop that time. Chad Cook in on the tackle again. The wind's really swirling here. You got two flags over here. One saying it's going out of the northwest. The other one saying it's going out of the south, northeast. One saying it's going out of the southwest. So hard to tell what it's doing down there on the field.
So that'll bring up fourth down and 3 yards to go for Ponca at the Hartington Cedar Catholic 22-yard line. Quick snap and back to pass, looking to throw to the left side under some pressure. Watchhorn scrambling. He's in a lot of trouble, and he just dumps it off what is going to be ruled an incomplete pass. It wouldn't have been mattered if it caught or not because they would have lost about 8 yards if he'd have caught the ball, and good pursuit by the entire Trojan defense.
Well, good job of getting rid of it. He had Jared Curry right there, so that's why it was not an intentional grounding. But there was no doubt that he was just trying to get rid of that football and negate to losing all that yardage. That would have been a huge loss on the play.
So, first down and 10 now for Hartington Cedar Catholic. They're going to get the ball for the third time here in this football game. 9:36 to go in the second quarter. We are scoreless.
You can tell these teams aren't used to the TV timeouts. They're ready to play football almost immediately.
And Hartington CC will come up over the football out of the I formation. Send two men out wide to the right. Lisey's going to hand it to his fullback, Becker. Becker's going to move the pile 3 yards down to the 25.
Yeah, good tackle that time. I believe that's number 20 coming in there from the outside, making a nice tackle for the Indians in Austin Hanson, 5'9", 170-pound linebacker here for the Ponca Indians. That's a good tackle. He's a big fullback coming through there, the head of steam.
Second down and 7, and some confusion here on the field. I think we're going to get a penalty flag for an illegal substitution on the Hardington Cedar Catholic Trojans. Broke the huddle with too many men. And Cody Klug came out of there and said, "What do you want me to do?" And that will be the second penalty of the ball game on Hardington. No penalties so far on Ponca.
How about at times a kind of a community effort over there when they send the play and you got a lot of guys around the coach? Just got one too many to go out into the huddle that time.
So that'll bring up second down and 12 on the 5-yard penalty. Go to the I formation with just Klug split out wide to the right this time. Lizey, long count. He's going to take it and hand it to Cook, who comes straight off the left guard and gets back to about the original line of scrimmage at the 22-yard line, and it's going to be third down and 10.
Yeah, Doug, this game just flying by. Only 8:50 here in the second quarter. Seems like we just kicked it off.
So that'll bring him third and long. Lizey's been able to throw the ball. He's hit a couple of big completions, but also he has that one interception in the football game, which was just a flat-out overthrow of his intended receiver on their last possession. Again, two possessions, two turnovers. Now they'll go with a bubble out to the left side. Three men out there bunched, and Lizey back to pass. Looking to set up a screen, rolls to his right, has pressure, throws it deep into a lot of coverage, and the ball is going to be knocked down. Knocking it down that time, again, the safety, Andrew Watchhorn, who made the interception last time. They were trying to get it to Zach Webben.
Yeah, Zach Webben, also Aaron Steffen down there, number 24, Doug, who went up for the football as well, had a couple receivers right in that general vicinity. Probably lucky, ball was not going to be caught for most, most likely was not going to be caught. Probably a good thing it got to the ground. It wasn't an interception.
So fourth down and 10, and it will bring up a punting situation here for Hardington CC. And back to punt the football away is going to be Jacob Riffenrath. And he will stand at his own 10-yard line, the ball marked at the 22, but he'll be punting into the wind. Good snap, takes his time, boots it high, and it's going to be pretty short. It comes down at midfield, takes a really good Hardington bounce, and it's going to roll about 12 to 15 yards. And die at the 35-yard line. So it ends up being a 43-yard punt that time for Hardington Cedar Catholic. And with 8 minutes and 6 seconds to go here in the first half, we're still scoreless in the C2 final between Ponca and Hardington CC. Timeout on the field. We'll be back after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center is a proud sponsor of high school and community activities. Greg Dahlgren, Misty Fidelke, and Scott Arnes all would like to say good luck to all individuals participating in this week's activity. Choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Hillion Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And Ponca will snap the ball here as we come back from the timeout, take it over the right side for a couple of yards to the 34-yard line. It'll be second down and 7.
Doug, you mentioned the first meeting of the year was 36-27. You expected some points to be scored. Obviously, probably would have been had it not been for two early turnovers here by Hardington, but both teams seem to be very comfortable in what they do offensively.
So second down here, Ponca. Puts a man in motion, and the quarterback this time is going to keep it off the left side, have a hole, 45-50, dragging a defender with him is Andy Watchhorn, just his second carry of the ball game, but it's a big one into Hardington CC territory, 14 yards on the game.
Logan, why not in on the tackle, but once again, it was one of those tackles, it's up above the waist, and Watchhorn just drug him along 4 or 5 extra yards.
So with 7.5 to go here in the second quarter, it remains scoreless. Don't forget, coming up at the half, Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll look at the first half stats for you and a little preview of our second and third matchups of the day in C1 and Class B. First and 10 at the Hardington 47-yard line, and they'll send the man in motion again, give it on an inside draw to Curry. Curry will come across the 45 and be brought down at the 42, so Ponca now starting to get a little bit more on first down than they were the first two or three series. They're getting 4 and 5 instead of 1 and 2.
Yeah, I think probably the offensive line maybe doing a little bit better job. You wouldn't think up front they could be wearing down. Everybody is so tight in there with that double wing formation, though. That's what you're hoping to do, is break that initial line of scrimmage, and then not many people back there to stop you.
Curry in motion. They'll turn, and he will follow. He's a fullback, Curry, and the quarterback, Watchhorn, will take it up for a couple of yards to the 39.
Yeah, pretty good fake on the play. Curry went right up the middle. I really thought he had the football, but the red jerseys wanted no part of that. They were attacking Watchhorn.
It'll be third and a long one here for Ponca in a scoreless first half, 6:14 and counting to go here in the second quarter of play. Hardington Senior Catholic seemed to have this game really ready to go in their favor, but turned it over twice in Ponca territory on their first two possessions, and now Ponca has settled down and has gotten back into this ball game, and they will go on that inside trap play to Curry, and he is going to be stacked up right at the first down marker. It appears that he will have it. But, Tony, this is something we didn't see yesterday. The turnovers for the team that was not getting off to a good start, which may have resulted in a little bit closer games yesterday, and that is what has happened here. Hardington just stuffed it right down Ponca's throat the first two possessions and turned it over inside the 15 both times.
Yeah, you really thought they had all the momentum. Now it looks like the shoe is certainly on the other foot with Ponca driving.
So it will be another first down here for the Indians at the 36-yard line of the Trojans. And on first down and 10, quarterback Watchhorn wants to keep it, and he's going to be tripped up in the backfield. Chad Cook got through there and tripped him up. He dives forward for maybe a yard to the 35-yard line.
Yeah, good job by Cook getting a couple yards penetration and then going down and making the ankle tackle. You know, Bottlesons have been kind of quiet here in the early on. A couple plays ago, I noticed Todd was in on a tackle, but, you know, he's got to get himself going. He plays left tackle on this defense against Ravenna. He was an absolute machine.
Second down and 9 at the 35-yard line. Again, Curry in motion. They'll toss it to him to the right side. He is strung out, makes the corner, has the 30, and he's going to be brought down just short of the first down at the 29-yard line. Again, he's been outside just a couple of times in this football game, never able to clearly get that corner. It'll be 3rd and 2.
Yeah, Nick Lauer was the last man on that corner. He bounced it outside, and then it was Bottleson along on the outside, I believe, with Aaron Steffen running him down.
Ponca has only attempted one pass in this football game, and it was incomplete on 4th and fairly long in Hardington territory. Now it's 3rd down and 2. Again, they have varied their formation not once today, and they will give it to the wing back straight ahead for a first down at the 25-yard line.
Yeah, that offensive line just stands up. The defensive line chops his feet, just keeps it moving. The play took a while to get going, but it just fell forward for 2 yards. That's all he needed.
And that's Austin Hansen again. You've got Hansen, you've got Markworth, and you've got Curry. Curry's the only man that seems to get the majority of the ball, but he is not the man that's lined up in the backfield. He is always in one of the wing positions there for the Ponca Indians. 4:10 to go here in the first half. Neither team has burned a timeout. You're listening to the state football finals on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. 1st and 10 at the Trojan 25-yard line. Curry goes right, gets the ball, and sprints back to his left. 25, 20, 15, and he'll be drug out of bounds for a nice gain at the 12-yard line. On the tackle is Cody Klug.
Yeah, Klug did a good job of getting an angle on him and taking him down on the outside, but a big play was had. You know, that's the first time totally changed direction on that play and bounced it outside. I thought early on, Doug, why would they want to keep cutting it back where everybody is? Finally, they're getting some balls to go outside.
Well, and it's a little bit of a surprise, too. These teams score points. And Ponca, who has been in a couple of close games, although pretty early in the year, not panicking, and they've got a chance to take the lead here. 1st and 10 at the 12-yard line, and they will hand it off to Joel Markworth, the wingback. He follows a big pile inside the 10 and pushes it down to the 7. Tony, earlier on, those piles were back at the line of scrimmage for 1- and 2-yard gains. Now Ponca is pushing that pile forward and getting the large gain of 5-yarder. It's 2nd and 5 at the 7.
Yeah, a lot of the time they were going backwards, too. Now they're falling forwards for a couple extra yards.
3:25 and counting, and even if Ponca gets his baby in, Hardington's not going to have a whole lot of time to operate here when they get the ball back. Can they come up with a defensive stand as Ponca's moved it right down the football field? They'll give it to Curry. Curry, right up the middle. He has a hole to the 3 and down to the 2. He's going to be very close to a first down here for the Indians.
Once again, good job of the offensive line of Ponca getting that push. You know, he's running untouched 3-4 yards before anybody meets him in the hole.
They're going to say he is just short, and so it'll be third down and 1 yard to go at the three. Probably not even a full yard here, so a lot of cracks to get into the end zone for the Ponca Indians. And the quarterback's going to give it to Curry. He's just going to jump up on top of the pile, and he actually didn't really go forward. He landed on the pile and rolled off backwards, and this will be maybe fourth down. I don't think he got it.
Well, Chad Cook was the one that dove in there underneath him, and he kind of ended up on top of Chad Cook, and then never really did go forward.
And he did not get it, so it's going to be fourth and one at the three. And Coach Joe Kvetra is not calling a timeout. He just runs in the play. So a big play here, fourth and one at the three. Andy Watchhorn comes up under his center. Let's see if he keeps it. Curry's in motion. They give it to Curry to the right side, but the play is blown dead. And let's see if a timeout was indeed called. I don't see a penalty flag. And I think that's what happened. I think Ponca has called timeout, haven't they, Tony?
Well, I believe that was a signal. That's what it looks like is going on, because they moved the ball back exactly where it was. There'll be a timeout Ponca on the play.
So 2:04 to go here in the first half of play. Ponca has it fourth and one at the Harnington Cedar Catholic 3. We're scoreless and back with more of the C2 Championship right after this.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today. Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Fourth down and one, facing Ponca at the Hardington Cedar Catholic 3-yard line. Out of the timeout with a scoreless game, 2:04 to go in the first half. Quarterback Andy Watchhorn sets him down. And Curry in motion again. This time they'll go counter with him, and he is going to stretch to the 2, and this is going to be close. This is all on the spot of the football as they shove him back out of there. Coming in low, Hardington Cedar Catholic got to his legs, and one of the first guys there was Tanner Hagee.
Hagee was there. Cook was there as well, Doug. I don't think he got this.
Well, now if you just flat out look at where the orange marker is on the sideline and where the ball is, he doesn't have it. He is not across the 2, and it looks like he needs to get to the 2. So they'll bring the chains in. They'll stretch him. He is going to be, they're double looking. He is short. He is short. That's how close it was. They had to double take the chains. He's a chain length short, and Hardington Cedar Catholic with a huge stop. They had it third and half a yard and could not get the half a yard on third or fourth down. Curry is stopped, and again, the man that got him was Tanner Hagee right away.
Yeah, it was the defensive line had to make a stand. They come in low and kind of do the old bubble it up and try and get him to go over the top, and he could not get over the top. Good play up there up front by the Hardington Trojans.
I can't imagine Hardington's going to do anything too crazy here, because they'll have it at their own 2-yard line. Look for Cook maybe to get a good dose of the football here. Lizey to Cook, and now Ponca thinking the same thing, and Cook doesn't get much. Maybe out to the 3-yard line. You don't want to do anything crazy here. You've already turned it over twice. Plus, Hardington Cedar Catholic will get the ball to start the third quarter of play. You just came off a very emotional stand there. And as well as Hardington has played, I think they've played better than Ponca, except Ponca had a real good drive here this last time. But it's a scoreless football game with a minute and a half to go. And a Cook picking up 1. It'll be second down and about 9. Back to that Maryland I formation. And Lizey's going to give it to Cook again, and he's actually tripped up at the 1-yard line, shooting through there, almost untouched, was Nolan Ryan. He got Cook at the 1, and he's going to lose a yard.
Well, it looked like even before somebody got there, Cook lost his footing towards back, seeing a replay of it now. Looks like, he got it on his fullback, I think, maybe tripped him up. And you're right, Doug, it was Nolan Ryan back there as well, well into the backfield, about a yard into the backfield. Blowing that play up.
So it'll be third down now, 50 seconds to go. A little surprised Ponca hasn't used a timeout here. And Lizey taking as much time off the clock as he can at his own 2-yard line. Third down and 10. Toss sweep, and Cook is going to be hit at the 1 and bring it out to about the 4-yard line. And Ponka, I believe, signaling for the timeout. They will get it with 32 seconds to go. So Curry able to get out of there for a couple of yards. But for Hardington CC, they're going to be forced to punt it out of their own end zone with 32 seconds to go here in the first half. Fourth and eight at their own four. Hardington Cedar Catholic, 0. Ponca, 0 in this C2 state championship game. And, Tony, again, the first time they met, 36-27. So this is a definite contrast here today in Lincoln.
Yeah, Doug, it really is. Now you're going to have a punt out of your own end zone. Can they kick a field goal? Well, they've only attempted 3 on the year, and the longest being 27 yards. So probably not a great deal that you're going to see a kicker go out there and try and bang through a 45-yarder. So you're hoping to get a good return on the punt or a short shanked punt here, which we saw a lot of yesterday.
Well, Andrew Watchhorn will go back to receive the kick. It was a 43-yarder with a lot of roll, about 15 yards of roll on the first kick there for Hardington Cedar Catholic and Jacob Riffenrath. But he will stand about 8 yards, 9 yards deep. You just want to make sure you get a good snap so that he doesn't have to dance around and inadvertently step out of bounds. So here we go, fourth down and 8 for Hardington Cedar Catholic. Long snap count and trying to maybe draw some offsides. There's some movement. Here's a flag down.
Well, I think they got big number 18 up on the front line there, Luke Markworth, to jump across there.
And that's exactly what it is. It's the first penalty of the football game on Ponca. It doesn't set up a first down, but it will give Riffenrath a little room in the end zone, moving the ball out to the 9-yard line. It'll be fourth down and 3. So Riffenrath has a little room now. Doesn't have to stand on the end line. Good job there. I mean, what's the difference? He's going to be standing in the same place no matter what, if you take a delay a game or jump or not. So now ready to punt it on fourth and 3. Riffenrath again awaits the snap, and a good one. Not much of a rush. The boot is away, and a fair catch called for and made at the 34-yard line by Andrew Watchhorn. So only a 25-yard punt. But Ponca has it first and 10 at the 33 with 25 seconds left, and the Indians have one timeout remaining here in the first half.
Yeah, probably a good thing he called for a fair catch. Coverage was really good. It was a short, high punt, but Logan Wynot was right there and immediately would have taken him down.
And again, Tony, when you have a team that doesn't throw the ball, even though the wind's at their back, this is what you want. You need a little pass here to get close enough to attempt a field goal if that's what you want to do. First and 10 at the 33 of Hardington. Back to pass Watchhorn. Looks left, throws left. He's got a man on the drag, completed the 20, down to the 19-yard line is his end, Ben Gehring, and that will be a first down and stop the clock momentarily, a 14-yard gain, the first completed pass of the ball game for Ponca.
Yeah, Gehring's one of those guys who only caught 5 passes all year, 4 of those, though, 4 touchdowns.
And as they try to get the chain spotted, I think there's a little confusion as to whether Ponca called timeout or not. I don't think they did. Yeah, they took forever in the huddle. They hustle up over the football here. The clock running 13-12. They'll snap it with 12 seconds and back to pass. Watchhorn has plenty of time. Throws to the end zone and the ball is incomplete.
Oh.
And a penalty flag will be thrown. Trying to get the ball to the same man, Ben Gehring, and they throw a penalty flag on Lizey and the ball was well overthrown. And we'll watch the replay. If you're watching along on TV, that did not look like pass interference.
No, it looked like 3 people went up for the ball. Yeah, somebody got bumped, but the pass was 8 yards over his head. Now you might have a chance to kick that field goal, though.
Well, plenty of time. We're watching it on the replay. And wow. 5 seconds left, so if you're going to kick the field goal, you've got to do it now. Or you take the crack at the end zone, and you're probably only going to get one chance at that. The ball will be marked off down to the 9.5-yard line. It was a 9-yard penalty on the pass interference, half the distance to the goal line. And it looks like they're going to go for it, Tony. It does not look like they're going to try a field goal here with the wind at their back. So first down and goal at the 9 with 5 seconds to go in the half.
Time
and Hardington Cedar Catholic is going to call the timeout here. It will be their first of the half. Tony, 3-0, I guess you roll the dice here. You're the coach. Coach Caverda knows what he wants to do out there. He knows what he's got a better chance of, whether he thinks he's got a kid that can make a field goal from the hash or whether he thinks he's got a better chance to get a 9-yard pass play here, because that has to be what it is. You've got to throw the football, and with which one play to choose from here in a scoreless game. Looks like he wants to go for it.
Well, and you remember here, too, there is a college goalpost. So mentioned yesterday, they are a bit thinner. Probably not a lot of confidence, obviously. You've only attempted three all year. The one you made was 27 yards. That's the longest. Although he is 47 out of 53 attempted point after. So kid shows some accuracy. I mean, we like the kicking game, Doug. And anytime you can get points on the board, I certainly take that opportunity because I think you got a better chance of making three than you do making six there.
Well, you waste it if you don't get into the end zone here. So they're going to go for it. Ball in the left hash. Last play, it should be, of the half. And Watchhorn back to pass, rolling right, under pressure, throws to the end zone. The ball's batted away. Good defensive play there by Hardington Cedar Catholic to knock that ball out of there. And getting a hand on it to end the first half here, incomplete at the goal line.
Yeah, Doug, I believe that was number 23, Nicholas Lauer over there that broke that pass up. Great pass breakup, comes all the way across the field, get that right hand out in front and bats it into the ground.
So it was a well-designed play, but a good job of getting some pressure on Watchhorn, making him maybe get rid of it a little sooner than he had hoped. And we have played the first 24 minutes here, and a rarity at the state football championships. We are scoreless at the half, Hardington Cedar Catholic and Ponca. And Ponca definitely had gotten themselves mentally back into this football game. Again, the story, if you joined us late, Hardington Cedar Catholic, their first two possessions into Ponca territory and turned it over inside the 20 both times, once on a fumble at the 13, one another interception at about the 13 that was returned out to the 35-yard line.
Well, Doug, I think there was two different momentum switches here. Obviously, the turnovers, you're driving the ball, doing so many good things offensively, Hardington was. Well, then you turn the ball over twice down there. Well, that's going to be frustrating. So now Ponca decides, well, let's get our offense going. They drive it down there. Well, then Hardington gets the momentum back by stopping them. Well, immediately Ponca stops them, exceeds the momentum, and now right before half, Hardington shuts Ponca out of the end zone. So I think Hardington's probably got the momentum right now, making two stands down on the inside the 5-yard line on the one and inside the 10-yard line on the other one. That's going to make you feel pretty good about yourself heading into the half.
Well, coming up, we're going to get a preview on Hastings St. Cecilia and Norfolk Catholic. Mike Will will have the call. He's going to join us here in just a moment to talk about that at the half. Plus, we will take a look at what's going on tonight with Aurora and Adams Central, and Omaha Scutt. Aurora beating Adams Central, of course, in the semifinals. That's the Class B final tonight. All that and more coming up on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Again, halftime of the C2 State Championship game in the rematch. There is goose eggs up there. Hardington Cedar Catholic nothing, Ponca nothing on ESPN Radio.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
First in personal service. First in community pride. First in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school. First in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis.
Put your car or truck back to factory stacks. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Honey, hurry, we need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, where we are at halftime of the Class C2 State Championship game, scoreless between Ponca and Hardington Cedar Catholic. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. Coming up later on today, we will be bringing you two more high school football games to wrap up the championships here on ESPN Radio. Up next, it will be Norfolk Catholic and Hastings St. Cecilia at 2:45. And then tonight at 7:15, the Class B final, Aurora, goes for back-to-back championships, and they will be taking on Omaha Scutt. Aurora, the only team that has a chance to bring them back-to-back championships after Howells did it yesterday. So very impressive yesterday for Millard South. They complete an undefeated season and win A. Howells wins D1, and Humphrey St. Francis runs the table and wins a D2 as the state champions yesterday over Hayes Center. But We're pleased to be joined by the man that will be calling our next football game, Mike Will, the voice of the Blue Hawks. Morning, sir.
Good to see you guys. How was yesterday?
Yesterday was good. You've seen some exciting games. I guess we should mention as well, if you're tuning in for the Doug and Daddy Show, well, we're here. We're just doing football today on ESPN. Tomorrow we will be back. Dan Hawkins, the head football coach, will join us at noon tomorrow as we extend the Doug and Daddy Show to talk to the Hawk tomorrow. We'll also catch up with the coaches and recap the Hastings College and UNK seasons, which both came to an end. And
do we have to?
Yeah.
Do we have to recap the Hastings College game?
I'm going to say hopefully it's simmered down over the last couple of days before we talk about the high school games. That's a heartbreaking. I mean, it's just something you just don't ever see happening. You're up 34-6. You're thinking about what's going to happen next as a broadcaster, as a fan. I know the coaches are always trying to say stay focused, but unfortunately, on the wrong side of one of the greatest comebacks in NAIA playoff history.
Yeah, 34-6. You're right. We were thinking about what we're going to be doing this week because I knew we had this obligation here. They were saying Hastings was going to win. We're going to Carroll, Montana. You know, that's not just a hop, skip, and a jump down the road. You know, we were already thinking about that and what we're going to do here. But I'll tell you what, once Ottawa got on a roll the other day, we couldn't stop them. Of course, it all started when our starting quarterback, Troy Hubert, went down, and then we just could not move the football. Three plays and out, we had a fumble, we had an interception, had a fumble at the one-yard line that they took in on the short field. And once they got going, we could not stop Ottawa. Anything that they did, they were very successful in.
Well, in a race, what was such a great start. I mean, it just is so strange how you can be so good one half, and then it just totally reverses the second half.
The first two quarters, I thought we played as good as we have played since I've been doing Hastings College football. And that's saying a lot because we have played some great football games, but we did everything right in the first two quarters, and you're right. It's so amazing that we even got into the third quarter. We were down to 6 minutes to go, and we were still controlling the football game, and all of a sudden it's like the wheels just fell off of the cart, as the old saying goes, and tell you what, we just couldn't stop them.
When did you know that Hastings was in trouble?
When they got within seven. I looked at my color man, Jimmy Purcell, and he says, "We are in trouble because we're not moving the football. Our starting quarterback is on the sidelines. We couldn't throw the ball. We couldn't run the ball. They were stacking up. They had 8-9 guys in the box. And at that point, I knew we were in trouble. I knew we were really in trouble when they tied the ball game up. But saying all that, Brent Stein, the backup quarterback, then took us right down the field, and we had a chance to win the darn thing in the final 2 minutes of the ball game, and we throw the pick at the 2-yard line. So."
Just gut-wrenching, and it came to an end a different way for UNK, not quite as gut-wrenching. They fell behind for the second straight week and had no chance to come back in that football game. So that's how things set up for the college football weekend. But Mike Will joining us here at the half, 0-0, Hardington Cedar Catholic in Ponca. The next game is one we're all looking forward to as Hastings St. Cecilia is in the finals for the first time since 2000 when they won it. But I guess the one thing that is a surprise is their opponent. Everybody all season was waiting for Boys Town and Hastings St. Cecilia. Well, Norfolk Catholic came in and changed that up, and a different opponent. Tell us a little bit about what we should expect this afternoon.
Norfolk Catholic, of course, the tradition. The school that has been here, I think they're going for their seventh or eighth state championship here this afternoon. St. Cecilia going for their second one. I'll tell you what, Norfolk Catholic has more of a balanced attack. They got a quarterback that can both run and throw the football. Hastings St. Cecilia is going to rely on the rushing attack with Dalton Seeley and Ben Conan. Should be an interesting ball game. I think Norfolk Catholic has put up some big numbers, but St. Cecilia, wow, they've outscored their opponents this year 516-72.
Yeah, and that seems to be the thing that we look at is when we get down here that you blow everybody out and then all of a sudden you get into a game for the first time all year, and it happened last week at St. Cecilia. We talked with Coach Carl Tesmer last week on the Doug and Daddy Show about that. I just flat out asked him, when you haven't been challenged all year, and then all of a sudden it's the state semifinals, there's a lot more pressure against a lot better football team, and sometimes that is why the better team, in a lot of guys' minds, doesn't end up making it to Lincoln. They get tripped up in the quarters of the semis by a team that has a good game plan that matches up well, and you know, flat out, if Broken Bow is able to get a conversion, who knows what happens in overtime.
Broken Bow did a great job stopping the St. Cecilia rush last week. And then offensively, they did a good job of throwing the football against St. Cecilia. And I think that's a little bit of a concern with Randy Ahrens, the defensive coordinator today for St. Cecilia, that Norfolk Catholic has been able to throw the football this year. And the St. Cecilia defense has given up some yards this year. So we'll see what happens. That Broken Bow game was a great football game last week. We did that one. 14-12, the final score. And the last coach in the state of Nebraska that I would think would pull out a trick play would be Carl Tesmer. But I'll tell you what, a double reverse pass, a flea flicker type of pass. It was wide open, and Conan got the touchdown for St. Cecilia.
Still kind of blows my mind because on 4th and 14 or 4th and 12, whatever it happened to be, you're kind of expecting that the ball is going to be thrown and enough trickery that it got Broken Bow swaying the wrong way.
They were so concerned with Dalton Seeley and his speed getting outside. Dalton took the initial pitch play, handed the ball off to Paul Gettert, who's also a quarterback, by the way, that can throw the football. He flips it back to Bo Schwenke, and Bo, all he had to do is get the ball into the hands of Conan, who was down at about the 2-yard line. Didn't want to throw it short, didn't want to throw over his head, and they didn't certainly want to drop the football, but fortunately enough for St. Cecilia, all those things got done, and they got into the end zone, and then had to make a defensive stand at the end of the ball game. Broken Bow was starting to drive against St. Cecilia late in the ball game, but St. Cecilia came up with some big plays on defense and turned it over and down.
There weren't a lot of possessions in that ball game.
No.
And listening to you do the ball game last week, that last scoring drive for St. Cecilia took forever. And they were able to milk a lot of clock there, and Broken Bow didn't get it back until they were under 2 minutes. I don't think that's going to be the Norfolk Catholic game plan today. I think they're pretty satisfied with the way they run their own offense. And as you said, balanced enough that they're not going to have to worry about controlling the clock, I wouldn't think.
They've got a quarterback that has thrown for almost 1,400 yards, 14 touchdowns, very efficient, only 3 interceptions so far this year. They've got a running back, this Sile kid, who's rushed for, 1,168 yards so far this year. Got 18 touchdowns, so a good matchup, I guess, as far as the running attack is concerned. Seeley for St. Cecilia, and this Sile kid for Norfolk Catholic. But like I mentioned right off the top of the bat, I think Norfolk Catholic is more balanced of a team. How much the win is going to have to do with the things here this afternoon might play a little bit of a story later in the ball game.
Can St. Cecilia throw the ball if they need to? That seems to be
the
story.
Yeah, they just haven't had to. You know, look at our scores this year. We have blown everybody out. Bo Schwenke has not had to throw the football hardly at all. He's completed, 66% of his passes? We've thrown 86 passes in 12 games. And that's amazing. He's got to 10 touchdowns and 2 interceptions, but Schwenke has completed 66% of his passes, 1,017 yards. So, yeah, St. Cecilia gets behind. I think Carl and the rest of the staff is confident that St. Cecilia can throw the ball today.
And, Mike, St. Cecilia, just from watching and looking and reading and listening all year long, they score on big plays. There's not a lot of 4-yard touchdown runs from this football team. Could that be a detriment today, or will that be a bonus for them today?
I don't know. I think you've seen Ben Conan, the fullback. I think he has to have a big day today. I think the fullback, Ben Conan, has to have a big day today for St. Cecilia to win this ball game. Late in the season, during the playoffs, it has been Conan. He's carried the ball. He's got this 70, 80 yards, taking the pressure away a little bit from Dalton Seeley because opposing teams are going to stack the box against him. And I expect Norfolk Catholic to force St. Cecilia to throw the football today.
Finally, you'll have the Aurora-Scutt game tonight. You've seen Aurora play Adams Central. A lot of people believe maybe Adams Central. We'll find out if they're the third-best team in the Class B or the second-best team in Class B tonight. Aurora, pretty darn good.
I'm impressed with Aurora. They shut down the Adams Central rushing attack, which we thought was very, very good. Adams Central just steamrolled through teams and had little, if any, difficulty, running the football until we got to Aurora. Aurora is very, very good. I'd be surprised if Scutt beat them.
All right, we'll let you go get prepared for your football game. 2:45, pregame's at 2:15 this afternoon.
2:15, 2:30, somewhere around
whenever
there.
We'll
see when these guys get finished up.
That's right. St. Cecilia, Norfolk Catholic. You'll hear it on 1230 KHAS and, of course, here on ESPN Radio. Mike, have a good call.
Okay, thanks.
We'll be back with the first half stats on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in just a moment. It is Ponca and Hardington Cedar Catholic scoreless at the half in the C2 final here on ESPN Radio.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship-trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Do you have a leaky roof, maybe a little unsightly sag? Well, don't put off till tomorrow what you can do today. Call Doberstein Roofing in Kearney and let the professionals do what they do best. Doberstein, where quality isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Doug Duda, Tony Davis, our producer-engineer Merritt Lawson with you from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. Scoreless in the first half of play between Ponca and Hardington Cedar Catholic. Let's take a look at the numbers first of all for Ponca. Jared Curry, 17 carries for 55 yards. Austin Hansen, 5 carries for 24 yards. Andrew Watchhorn, 4 carries for 23 yards. Joel Markworth, 4 carries for 13 yards. Ponca has 30 rushing attempts for 115 yards. They put it in the air one time. That was on the final drive, throwing it to Ben Gehring for a 14-yard completion. So one out of three for 14 yards through the air, 115 on the ground, 33 total plays in the first half for Ponca for 129 yards. As far as punting the football goes, they have booted it away twice for an average of 34.5 yards. Ponca dominating the time of possession. More than 2-1. They've had it for 16 minutes and 20 seconds. Hardington Cedar Catholic, 7 minutes and 40 seconds. Ponca had the ball virtually the entire second quarter. As far as defense goes, Luke Markworth leading the way right now with 6 tackles here in the first half of play. Penalties in the football game for Ponca, 1 for 5 yards. And so that's where they set. For Hardington Cedar Catholic, Chad Cook, 9 carries, 34 yards. Keenan Sudbeck, 1 carry for 5 yards. Eric Becker, 2 carries, 1 yard. And Justin Lisey, the quarterback, knocked behind the line of scrimmage one time for a negative 1 yard. And that was a fumble that he lost in this football game. So rushing the ball, 13 carries, 39 yards for Hardington Cedar Catholic. But they got out of the gate very slow last week against Cambridge. They're one of those teams that seems to be able to wear you down and build your ground game with momentum as the game moves on. Through the air, Lisey's put it up 4 times. He's completed 2 of those. He's had 1 interception, 50 yards through the air, 39 on the ground, only 17 plays total run by Hardington Cedar Catholic in the first half for 89 yards of total offense. As far as kicking the ball, Riven Rath has booted it twice for an average of 33.5 yards. Chad Cook leads the way with 9 tackles in the first half for Hardington CC. Penalty yardage, 3 for 25, 2 punts, 33.5 yard average, as we said. And they just have not been able to, finish off the drives with the 2 turnovers. That's the big story, 2 turnovers at the ball game for Hardington CC and none for Ponca.
Statistically speaking, you look at these two teams, you think, well, they're Northeast Nebraska teams, play similar styles, it's really a power running game. How similar are they? You start to look at the stats entering this game. Chad Cook, 2,327 yards. Justin Curry, 2,214 yards. Justin Curry with 1 more touchdown, 37-36. You look at passing, Justin Lisey, 976. You look at Watchword, 966. Both have 9 touchdowns. There's just a lot of similarities in the amount of numbers these teams have been able to compile this season. And now we're down to the final half of football. And I think it's a coin flip who wins this game, although I do think Hardington CC has to have the momentum right now.
Well, Hardington has to have the football, and that's what's going to happen when they start the second half. We'll take a break. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half of our C2 State Final coming up, it is scoreless between Ponca and Hardington Cedar Catholic here on ESPN Radio.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Honey, hurry, we need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And welcome back to Memorial Stadium here in Lincoln. You're listening to the state football finals on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. As we are ready for the second half of football, again, it's a cool day here in Lincoln. That's what you should expect the week of Thanksgiving. Reminder that the Doug and Daddy Show back with you tomorrow as we're back in the studios, and Dan Hawkins will join us We'll also be joined by Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. We'll recap the season with the coaches from Hastings College and UNK as well tomorrow at 11 o'clock. And Dan Hawkins is going to join us right at the top of the hour at noon tomorrow, so we'll be just a little long, but we'll get a chance to catch up with the coach. Hardington CC now ready to return the football, Tony, and let's see if the Trojans can get something going or Ponca will turn that second quarter momentum into a second half momentum here as Klug is back deep on the near hash, and on the far hash is going to be Keenan Sudbeck.
Yeah, Doug, we'll see if the kicking game turns this game one way or another for one of these teams, too.
Also want to see if they can get a chance to get Sudbeck a little more involved. The problem is they just haven't had enough snaps to get a diversity here, as Sudbeck will take the kick from Klug. Klug's going to take it, fake the handoff at the 15, looks to the left 20, and there's nowhere to go. They faked the reverse, and Ponca didn't bite on it at all.
No, Eric Watchorn, number 31 there, on the stop for the Indians. A good job of getting down the field and covering that. Once you fake that handoff, it allows those guys to get further down the field. When they don't buy on that fake, you're in big trouble.
So first down and 10, they're going to mark the ball at the Trojan 19-yard line, and that's where they will start the second half of play here on ESPN Radio. Again, Chad Cook, just 34 yards of rushing in the first half of play. And line them up in an I formation with two men out wide left, one of the slots. That's the short side of the football field as they take it on the hash and give it off to Cook straight up the middle. Bounces to the left side, lost his balance, but was able to put his hand down and get across the 25 and be brought down near the 27-yard line by Luke Markworth.
Yeah, you see the athleticism there by Cook coming through that hole. Somebody trips him up on the legs, but he reaches down to use his left hand and just moves forward for four or five more yards.
Hardington CC, who hardly had the ball at all in the second quarter, did not get a first down in the second quarter of play, and will have it second down and two. All four of their first downs came in the opening quarter, and again, I think they broke the huddle with too many guys here, and there's the penalty flag. It's so funny because the kids look around, and then that makes the referee look around, and the referee goes, something's wrong, and he throws the penalty flag, and I don't know if the Trojans got a timeout called or not here, because you could tell that Coach Cotto was saying, uh-oh. And no, it's illegal substitution again on Hardington CC. That is the second time that that has happened here. And that's a little strange when you're playing your 13th football game of the year.
Well, Coach Cotto's having a word right now with Aaron Steffen. He's really in his ear. And now, instead of that penalty, I have to believe that the Hardington's going to take a timeout before that penalty is called, which I believe they have the right to do. And that's fine. You don't give up 5 yards.
So
they've moved the ball back, though, the 5 yards. Maybe the coach is so upset that he was walking out in the middle of the field. Guess I'll take a timeout now, too.
Again, our referee has pointed for a timeout here with 11:19 to go in the third quarter of play. Hardington Cedar Catholic nothing and Ponca nothing in the C2 State Football Championships here on ESPN Radio. The ball is marked at the 23-yard line. Well, it will be second down and six. And with the timeout over, the kids are ready to play some football again here. They come up to the line, but again, we're in our television timeout, so they're going to have to wait. And what that does is they're lined up ready to go. It gives the defense a chance to see what's going to happen, and they can already make some adjustments from the sidelines here.
So, Doug, they did, in fact, give them the penalty there. Timeout on top, but I don't know why you're taking a timeout.
Well, we love our friends at NET, but since they can't play paid advertising anyway, I have to wonder why we have television timeouts. But I'll let you diverse. Second down at 6 at the 23, we're finally ready to go. Cook off the right side, a blitz comes in, and he drags a man with him, breaks the tackle, and out to the 28-yard line, and he is going to be just short of the first down. A strong run from Chad Cook when it looked like he was going to be dropped for no gain.
Well, Doug, that was Austin Hansen, number 20, in the white jersey down there that he drug for about 5 yards, and Hansen gets up a little bit slow, but I think it's probably only his pride that's hurt.
So it'll be third down and one for Hardington Cedar Catholic. Ball in the near hash near the Ponca sideline. They're on the west. And on third and one out of the I formation, give it to Cook. Off the right side, he meets a wall of defenders, and I don't know, a second effort moves that pile closer to the 29-yard line, but this might be a time to bring the chains out and see if they're able to convert.
Yeah, Benjamin Gehring, one of the first people there, along with big number 78, Joshua Watchorn, just stood that up. A lot of times Cook falls forward for an extra couple. That time he did not.
Yeah, they're going to bring the chains in here with the ball marked at the 29. probably going to be about a half a yard or less than that short of the first down. And a decision for Coach Chad Cotto. Do you go for it in a scoreless game inside your own 30 when you've only got a half a yard to go? But they'll stretch the chains, and it's not going to matter. It will be a first down. So they make it by the nose of the football, and a first down here for Hardington CC.
That was really close. Fischel actually had to get down there and take another look at it before he made that signal for the first down.
Well, that happened right before halftime. Ponca was stopped on fourth and a half a yard at the Hardington 3, and they had it twice inside the 10 in the final 3 minutes of the first half, couldn't get in. The Trojans quickly up to the line on the I formation. Lizey going to go on a draw play. Room off the right side, 35, 40, and a first down there for Cook. He is shoved out of bounds by Ponca's Nolan block that time, but enough for a first down.
Yeah, good job of Cook staying low to the ground and following some blocks, and then see some daylight and just bounces it outside. Good first down pickup.
And that's one of his best runs of the ball game. Had a 14-yarder the first time he carried it, a 14-yarder the fourth time he carried it, and there a 12-yard gain to take it up to the 41-yard line. 10 minutes to go, third quarter, scoreless in the C2 final between Ponca and Hardington CC. Blue Hill had been here the last 3 years, and they had been in some low-scoring games, but they were knocked out earlier in the playoffs by Sutherland, and here as they give it on the outside sweep, nothing there for Chad Cook, and he is not going to make it back to the line of scrimmage. He's going to lose a yard.
Yeah, Austin Hansen all the way across the field from his linebacker position in on that stop. They just toss it out there, try to get the corner. Good job of getting laterally down the field and towards the sideline, right over in front of the Cedar Catholic bench.
So second down and 11. And split out wide to the right, Cody Klug. Eventually they've got to get him involved. But, again, they've ran so few plays, they probably haven't even used everything they wanted to draw up in this championship game. Second 11, hard count. There's some movement, but no flags. Handed off over the right side. And Cook is spilled across the 40 to the 42-yard line. Going to get a couple. It'll bring up third down and 9.
Luke Markworth was the first man there. Cut his legs right out from under him. Markworth entered this game 62 total tackles on the year.
Well, he has been leading the way so far in this football game today for Ponca. And third down and 9, Lizey looking maybe to have to go back to the air. He hit his first two passes for 50 yards, then an interception and an incompletion. Two to the left, one in the slot, I formation here for Lizey. Drops straight back, five-step drop, swings it out here in the flat, and Cook drops it. I don't think he'd had a first down anyway, Tony, and Lizey looked like he had a man going deep down the sidelines on the left side trying to go deep, and he looked at him and said he's not there, and so he went to his second option, which was Cook underneath, but Nick Lauer was running a fly pattern down the Hardington sideline.
Well, Benjamin Gehring, the problem was he had pressure on him, Doug, kind of flushed him out of the pocket, threw the ball well before he wanted to. Cook should have probably had that ball, but Benjamin Gehring would have been right there.
So a punting situation coming up here. It'll be the third punt for Hardington CC. And not back very deep at all this time. The Ponca receiver takes a while to kick that ball out of there. And the ball will be taken by Watchhorn at the 26, and he just falls on it right there. And that's where the play will be dead. So a 32-yard punt and no return.
Yeah, that's one thing when you punt the ball and you stop the return. You get a positive punt of any magnitude at all and no return. Yeah, you can have a 50-yard punt, but if they return at 32, that's not that good. Get a 35-yard punt, call it good. Get your defense out there. It's a scoreless game, make a stand.
So Ponca will now start at their own 26-yard line. We're scoreless here in the first few minutes of the third quarter. Curry in motion. They don't give it to the wingback. They'll give it to Curry over the right side, and he is dragging folks with him across the 35 to the 36-yard line. Holding on was Eric Becker to finally bring him down near the first down marker.
Yeah, Becker and Bottleson, those 57, Doug, I believe, had him around the midsection, just dragging him around. And Bottleson's 6'1", 250-pounder out there.
So a first down here for Ponca. And the ground game was not successful in the first quarter, definitely has been ever since for the Indians. And they'll have it at their own 36-yard line. Again, they'll put Curry in that left wing. This time they'll go the other way and give it to the fullback, and up to the 40-yard line is Austin Hansen. He's going to pick up 4.
You mentioned that first quarter, that same play was 1 or 2 yards. Now it's 3-4. That continued in the second quarter, but they have not been able to sustain a drive for any points yet today. We'll see if they can here early in the third quarter.
Don't forget, coming up next, Hastings St. Cecilia and Norfolk Catholic. That game kicks off at 2:45 for the C1 final tonight at 7:15 in Class B. Aurora and Omaha Scutt will be doing battle. And you'll hear them both here on ESPN Radio and also 12:30 AM KHAS. We'll be bringing you the St. Cecilia game, always on the web at ESPNSuperstation.com. On second down and six at the 40-yard line, this time the quarterback, Watchhorn, fakes it. He wants to take it himself around the right side. Hardington Cedar Catholic stays home and makes the tackle after a short game with a Tyler Lisey out there, it looks like, making the tackle.
Well, Brett Klug was 5 yards in the backfield, and Watchhorn just stiff-arms him, just knocks him to the ground. Around the corner he went.
That was Nick Lauer, excuse me, on the tackle, 23, not 33. And it'll bring up third down and two. So third and two, Watchhorn hasn't carried it much, 5 times for 25 yards in this football game. And now third and short yardage situation. Let's see if Curry gets the football. No, they will hand it off to a Moo man, and it doesn't matter. The ball is fumbled, and Hardington dives on it, but will they get it? Boy, they had 5 red jerseys, and I think it squirted out right underneath Klug. He's got the ball.
Well, it's got to be Hardington ball, right?
But I think they have said that the running back, Cash Ektenkamp, well, now here comes. I'll tell you what, they've been horrible about giving us signals down there, Tony, and they have still not told us whose ball it is, but running onto the field, it looks like
Klug's
a punting situation. So they're going to say it was covered there by Ektenkamp. So a punt coming up for Ponca. This will be their first since the first quarter. And the snap is low, but the kick is away. Trying to directionally kick it away, but it's picked up there at the 30-yard line by Klug. Makes a man miss and wants to go all the way to the other side of the field, 35-40, and he'll be brought down there by Ektenkamp at the 41-yard line.
Klug's saying, I think I recovered that fumble. I want to make a play now, help my team out.
So about a 28-yard carry that time. Back in business, Hardington Cedar Catholic.
That's 25 yards in field position right there on a questionable fumble recovery call.
So 5:54 to go here in the third quarter. We are scoreless, and both teams have had their opportunities. Both teams have been in the red zone twice. First down and 10, 3 wide out this time for quarterback Lisey. Jeff takes the snap, pitch play right side, trying to get outside his Cook. Good block, 45, stays in bounds to 50, and into the Ponca Indian territory at the 49-yard line, right again at the first down marker.
Then go back to that fumble recovery, kind of like a little spider monkey, just pounced on it.
Ball marks at the 49, why? I just don't even understand. I don't understand. Ball's at the 48-yard line. 5:47 to go here in the third quarter. Split out wide to the left will be Riff and Rath. Klug comes to the right side. They're starting to go with a single-man ace backfield here with Cook. And Lisey on first down and 10. Going to run option. He has just hammered. The ball's fumbled, picked up by Cook. He's got to make something happen on his own, and he's able to get back to midfield. It's going to be a loss on the play of a couple of yards. But coming right through there, I think that was Ektenkamp again to blow things up from his linebacker position. Also coming through there was Matt Domi.
Yeah, Lisey that time takes about 2 steps, and all of a sudden, right there, yes, Nolan Ryan, Doug, coming from his right tackle position through there, I believe. Joshua Watchhorn as well was back there. So some real pressure on Lisey. Never had an opportunity even to get the ball in his left hand so he could pitch it effectively.
So that's going to bring up second down and 12. Ball spotted at midfield on the near hash near the Ponca sideline with 5 minutes and counting. Scoreless ball game here in the Class C2 final. Back to the I formation here with a lone man split out wide to the right, Nick Lauer. They will send him in motion from right to left. And Lisey, long count, turn. He's going to hand it to Cook off the left side. And Chad is going to make his way to the 46-yard line, but not a whole lot there. Ponk is doing a good job defensively of keeping him in check since that first quarter.
Once again, you've advanced the ball far enough, Doug. The field position becomes so critical. If you can get a turnover, even if you had a punt on this, they should have the ball inside their 20-yard line. Then you can make a stop. You get a turnover, you get a very, very short field.
Well, the big story has been the turnovers in the ball game, a +2 for Ponca. They haven't turned it over, and Hardington has twice. Third down and 8 Lizey will send Klug in motion from right to left. He's got an eye backfield behind him. Lizey back to pass, draw play Cook, 45-40, good hole. He's got the first down as he gets to the 36-yard line.
Yeah, Doug, great play call there. Everybody was fooled. He dropped straight back to pass and then just handed the ball really discreetly to Cook. He had a big hole right up the middle.
Well, what a game it's been. The first quarter, all Ponca. The second quarter, all Harding, or excuse me, first quarter, all Hardington. Second quarter, all Ponca. Now Hardington, the ball here in the third quarter. Ponca's had it a couple times, had a nice drive, but didn't get anything out of it. And now a first down for the Trojans at the 35-yard line of Ponca. And a little change at the line of scrimmage there. The fullback Becker is saying, I've got a problem with my helmet here. I've got some gear problems. He's looking at the referee saying, I need a timeout. I don't want to get penalized here. And they're going to send him out of the football game because he needs a new lid, it looks like. And so they will trot in a new man to help things out here for a Hardington CC. Nick Ewing, it looks like, runs into the ball game. So they'll reset the play clock and run down another 25 seconds. It is still first and 10 at the Ponca 35-yard line. Pro set here. Ewing is the fullback. They'll hand it off to Cook over the left side, and he will, again, keep the legs turning at the 30, and they haven't brought him down yet to the 27-yard line. He picked up 6 of those 7 yards after contact.
Yeah, almost immediately, Douglas. Number 20, Austin Hansen, was on him again, and they just try and tackle him above the waist, and he will have none of it, dragging people.
So a gain of 7 on the play will make it 2nd down and 3 at the 28-yard line of Ponca. 3 minutes to go in a scoreless ball game. We're here in the third quarter, and the fullback Eric Becker is back into the football game, getting whatever he needed to get adjusted, and Ewing will check out. On 2nd and 3, Lizey turns, Cook again off the left side. This time he is hit and dropped behind the line of scrimmage. Coming through there on a safety blitz is Andrew Watchhorn again and drops him in the backfield.
Yeah, Watchhorn and Curry both over there on the outside of that play.
Curry. Yeah, you're right, it was Curry. Curry made the tackle behind the line of scrimmage, a loss of 4 on the play. It's 3rd and 7.
Yeah, that's a perfect case in point. 2 plays back-to-back. When you tackle him above the waist, he drags you for 7 yards. When you get him around the ankle, he goes down immediately.
So on 3rd down and 7, 2-down territory, Lizey is back to pass. He throws towards the left flat, and it is going to be incomplete at the 22-yard line, intended for Cody Klug. And it'll bring up 4th down now, and obviously a chance to go for it, but a whole new set of guys coming on. Will they punt from the 32-yard line? 4th and 7.
Good hit delivered as soon as the ball got to the receiver there by Ekpenkamp. The outside of that play.
Well, they're lining up to go for it here. Trips to the right side. 2:04 to go in a scoreless third quarter. Cook, the only man in the backfield. Lizey takes the snap. Right back to pass. Looking right, throwing to the end zone and overthrowing his intended receiver. Incomplete. Trying to get it to Aaron Steffen. And taking over on downs will be Ponca. And again, Tony, this is what we saw the first time from Lizey against Ravenna. He came out like a ball of fire right on target for 5 straight passes, and then the second half, well, he didn't have to throw it much, but after that he didn't do anything, and after completing his first 2, he is 0-for-5 with an interception.
Yeah, and really that ball in the double coverage probably should have done something different. I don't like the decision there, Doug. I think with a punter, you got all this room down there. I'd certainly take 15 yards and knock this field in half down here. Make him go an extra 15 yards, as well as your defense is playing.
Here's an inside handoff that didn't go very cleanly for Ponca, and they're not going to get anything on the play. As again, they give it to Curry, and he gives it to the wing back who's coming around on the end around in Cash Ekpenkamp. And Ekpenkamp didn't get it cleanly on the exchange, and he's going to pick up about a half a yard. So we'll call it 2nd down and 9.
Well, Curry kind of bounced around a couple tacklers, and Lizey comes in and just lit him up.
Looks like this game is going to be decided in the fourth quarter as we're down to the final minute and a half of the third. Again, they'll give it to Jared Curry off the right side. Finds a little bit of a gap, but not enough to take it up the field. He'll get to the 36, gain of 3, and it'll be 3rd down and 6.
Bottleson, along with Aaron Steffen, in on the tackle that time for the Trojans. Good job on the outside. You know, this is a situation, you know, they haven't thrown the ball much today. and haven't been effective. We'll see if they can try and get the ball Curry on the outside. They've been a little bit successful here in the third quarter doing that.
Well, Andrew Watchhorn's put it up three times and had one completion for 14 yards. Now it'll be third down and six at their own 36-yard line. Four-down lineman here for Hardington CC. Man in motion and back-to-pass Watchhorn rolls to his right, throws it out here in the flat, and throws behind his open receiver at the 44-yard line, and that'll bring up fourth down.
Yeah, his intended receiver was Nolan Block that time, number 23, but the pass about two steps behind him and never had a chance to be completed.
Another big story here will be who has the win in the fourth quarter, and that will be Hardington. We'll get the win in the fourth quarter, although it swirls around. For the most part, it's been blowing out of the south. Right now, it's blowing a little bit more from west to east. Ready to punt it away. Here's the snap. The left-footed punt is not a good one. It is off the side of his foot. Bounces at the 50 and then takes a Hardington bounce to the 43. He spun that back 7 yards. And, Tony, that's a 7-yard punt.
Yeah, I had a lot of Phil Mickelson on that one. Ball hit and shot straight back out of bounds right in front of the Ponca bench. That's something that's going to make you sick because you get a chance to get it out of that end of the field and the ball just hits and goes straight back against you.
So two solid defensive performances here over the last couple of quarters, and it is scoreless as we are down to 29 seconds to go here in quarter number three between Ponca and Hardington Cedar Catholic here in the Class C2 state championship football game. And Coach Chad Cotto wants to talk to his kids here before he sends them out there to run the play. Because we were in a little bit of a TV extension, the kids thought, well, we've got a minute. No, they don't, so back to the field. And the play clock down to 20 as they huddle up. So Chad Cook, unofficially 99 yards rushing here so far in the football game. Jared Curry, 68 yards for Ponca. First and 10 here, they will send Cook out of the backfield to the near side. And Lizey is going to hand it off to his fullback, and up to the 35-yard line is Becker. And Becker picking up good chunk change there, about 6 yards, 5.5 yards. They'll call it officially 6, second down and 4.
It looked like Becker was going to stretch that ball out and try and pick up an extra yard, and a late tackler came in there. He really did a good job of securing the football because, obviously, you played the whole third quarter down towards the Ponca's end of the field. You want to continue on that trend and hope for Cook to break one here. And I think as much as he's bounced around on the outside, Doug, I expect him to break one here in this fourth quarter.
Well, and that is the end of the third quarter of play. Your score, Ponca nothing, Hardington Cedar Catholic nothing. The fourth quarter will decide your 2009 C2 state champion when we come back on ESPN Radio.
Hogan's has it. For all you athletes and fans, we have everything you need from Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, Mizuno, Asics, and more. And along with a great selection of shoes and apparel, we offer screen printing, embroidery, trophies, and engraving too. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Doug Duda along with Tony Davis, our producer-engineer Merritt Lawson, with the State High School Football Championships here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. It is second down and 4 for Hardington Cedar Catholic. The ball is marked at the Ponca 35-yard line as we get to the first play of the fourth quarter of a scoreless C2 state final.
Really, with all the running today, Doug, the games have really just flown by. Here into the fourth quarter.
Well, we actually have our first close football game going into the fourth quarter of play.
Yeah, you got two great running backs just to button heads here. Looks like Hardington's got the momentum as they head into the fourth quarter, though.
So here we go. First down, or second down and 4 for Hardington CC. They'll have Cook, the lone man in the backfield, with three wideouts, two to the right, one to the left. They'll run to the right, the short side of the field. Cook gets to the sideline, tries to stay in bounds, and just lunges forward at the first down marker to the 31-yard line.
Well, I think he tried to make a big play, and then he stuck his head in there and said, wait a minute, I got to get this first down, and then he just dove forward.
And they will say that it is enough to move the chains. So first down here for Hardington Cedar Catholic. That is their ninth in the football game. Ponca has picked up 10 in this football game. So it is first down and 10 at the 31-yard line. And out of the I formation, two to the left, and they will send Klug in motion from left to right. And the quarterback, Jeff Lisey, is going to give it on a draw play again to Cook, who ran into Becker, who got blown up. He was trying to make a block and was trying to block two Ponca Indians, and Cook just ran right into his back and is going to lose a yard of the play.
Yeah, big number 77, Aaron Moser, was 1-2 yards in the backfield as well, so the defensive line is starting to show up here in the fourth quarter for Ponca.
Don't forget, we're back in studio for the Doug and Daddy Show tomorrow at 11 o'clock here on ESPN Radio as our continuing coverage of the football playoffs preempt to what's going on today, then Thanksgiving, and, of course, college football coming your way Friday here on ESPN. On second down and 11, Lisey, they keep giving it to Cook. Off the left side, he is lowering his shoulder and getting it down to about the 27-yard line, a gain of 4 on the play, 5 on the play, 3rd and 6.
It does a good job of staying low and using those legs. He was hit almost immediately. You got to give so many yards after contact to Chad Cook.
It looks like both teams right now are kind of afraid of making a mistake here. They are keeping it very close to the vest. They're keeping it in their running back's hands. And on third down and 6, let's see what Coach Cotto has called here for Cedar Catholic. Lisey, again, draw play, Cook. And Cook not going to get a whole lot on the play. He'll come forward for a couple. But Ponca is reading it very, very well. And Josh Watchhorn in on the tackle.
Yeah, all 240 pounds of him, Doug. Watchhorn got off of that block and was in the backfield.
So that'll bring up fourth down and 5. A pickup of 1 yard on the play. And a field goal is not in consideration for Hardington CC as much as maybe it would have been for Ponca early on. So, again, they're going to go for it. Fourth down and 5, Hardington's 0-1 on fourth down conversions. Cook, the lone man in the backfield at the 26-yard line. Lisey back to pass, looks left, rolls left, now might want to run, and he'll finally dump it off and overthrown and intercepted at the 9, up to the 15, and up to the 19-yard line is going to be Luke Markworth, and that was just well defended by Ponca. Lisey wasn't going to get it running, and so he decided to throw the football, and he really didn't have anybody to throw it to. He tried to lob it into that zone coverage, and Markworth with the interception.
Yeah, that's actually his 12th interception of the year for Lisey. That's maybe one of the differences when you look at the stats where Watchhorn only thrown one pick on the season. So probably a little bit more accurate passer than Andrew Watchhorn for Ponca.
So Luke Markworth playing such an outstanding football game. He's recovered a fumble. Now he's got an interception. And the ball will be marked at the 19-yard line with 9:51 to go here in the football game.
There's a player down. Looks to be a Cedar Catholic player right in front of the Ponca bench.
And so we've got an injury timeout on the field trying to make that tackle, and that's Lisey, the quarterback. And he's a little slow to get up. I don't know if he got his bell rung or got the wind knocked out of him, but not only, of course, is he your quarterback, he's one of your safeties, and he's going to be out of the ball game for a little bit. He's up and walking off the field under his own power, but now it'll be up to the trainers to decide whether he's ready to come back into the football game or not. So 9:51 to go here in regulation, and Hardington Cedar Catholic and Ponca are scoreless again. The story, two turnovers in the first two possessions for Hardington Cedar Catholic. They very well could have been up 14-0 or something to that effect, and then Ponca was shut out twice inside the 10-yard line as well in the second quarter. One was on the last play of the half. So on first down, they'll give it to Curry. He comes right and decides to spin and go to his left, and he is going to go nowhere as he is strung out and brought down at the original line of scrimmage. Cook in there on the tackle. It'll be second down and 10.
Yeah, Cook's the one that got the tackle, but there were three other red jerseys, you know, just getting penetration into the backfield and 2 yards deep and making Watchhorn go a different direction that he didn't want to go.
That's only the third carry in the entire second half for Jared Curry after he had 17 rushing attempts in the first half. Second down and 10. Again, running that wing T formation. Fake it to Curry. Watchhorn wants to throw. Now he has to step up. He's rolling to his right. Fires it out here, and it is incomplete. Stepping in front to break up the play, again, was Nick Lauer as they try to get it out here to the wingback. A little bit different formation that time, Tony.
Yeah, Lauer really made a nice break on the ball, went through his hands. I think he kind of got his hands on his head right now, shaking his head, going, boy, that would have been a big play in this game because really wasn't a lot between him and the end zone.
Trying to get it out there to Joel Markworth. And for Watchhorn, he is now 1 of 5 in this football game, and that will bring up third down and 10 now. And Watchhorn will, again, drop back to pass, looking to his right, has time. Pump fake, nobody there. Now has a man across the middle, and it is knocked out of the hands of his intended receiver at the 30-yard line. Again, on the same play as Lauer in there, knocking the ball loose.
Yeah, trying to get the ball to Gehring. Pass pretty well thrown, but Lauer knocks it away.
So that'll bring up fourth down here. Ponca has it at their own 19-yard line, and they'll be punting into that very strong wind here, which could be the key to the final 9 minutes of this football game. And Ponca hasn't exactly kicked the air out of the ball when punting it. The last one went just 7 yards. Here's the snap, a little bit of a rush. The kick is away. Just got it over the outstretched hand of the rusher, and the ball is going to be fumbled at the 40, but picked up, and now not much of a return as out to the 37-yard line will be Keenan Sudbeck. He dropped the ball looking to see where he was going to be going, and instead of getting a good return, he's actually going to lose 3 yards on the play.
Yeah, good coverage down the field. There are just too many white jerseys, and it's kind of like that when you reverse on the kickoff. If nobody bites on the reverse, the coverage gets down there too early. Well, when you bobble the ball, those white jerseys get on you before you can do much.
Well, that was a great punt, 41 yards, loss of 3 on the return, and Hardington Cedar Catholic kind of thought maybe they'd have the ball about midfield, and instead it'll be back at the 37-yard line. One timeout already used by Hardington CC, so they'll have 2 remaining, 3 left for Ponca, scoreless with 8:46 to go here in this C2 final. And Lizey able to shake the cobwebs off enough to come back in at quarterback. And out of the I formation, it's going to be a toss sweep. Cook to the left side, follows his blocking, and is going to pick up about 5 yards. Well, a little shorter than that, about to the 40-yard line. They'll say that he didn't get to the 41, a gain of 3.
Yeah, a little Ponca Indian, a little slow to get up down there. That's big number 74, Matthew Dama, 215-pound senior.
So it'll bring up second down and 7. Cook with 111 yards rushing on 25 carries in this football game. He's had a couple of nice carries here in the second half. Out of the Maryland eye now, no wideouts. And Lizey sees people coming in to blitz the run to Cook off the right side. Nice hole, 45-50, and into Ponca territory at the 48-yard line. Big run that time of 12 yards for Chad Cook. And that's exactly, Tony, what they wanted Ponca to do, was to sneak up when there was nobody out to cover as a wide receiver, try and stop Cook. He hit the hole so quick that if he can get past that first line of defense, get past that linebacker, there's really not going to be a whole lot left. Good job of not letting that be a bigger play than it was for Ponca.
Yeah, we talk about that all year, Doug. Everybody gets so condensed right off the line of scrimmage, you can bounce one outside, you're gone.
They're going to give it to Cook again off the right side out of the Maryland eye, and he has hit 3, 4, 5 times before he finally falls down at the 45-yard line, a gain of 3.
Yeah, good job that time by the defense. Just keep bringing white jerseys and running that football.
We're getting closer and closer to talking about what will happen if we get to overtime. And, boy,
haven't done one all year.
Yeah, well, we don't want to either. And I say that from the fact that, boy, you get down to just a 10-yard coverage here for the state championship. Let's see it decided right here on one of the next 2 possessions from these teams as they go with a counter play off the left side, and not much that time for the Hardington Cedar Catholic Trojans, tripped up at the 44-yard line.
Sudbeck with the ball carrier, so trying to get him involved a little bit.
Only his second carry of this football game, and he's not going to get anything. Third down and 7.
Well, Cook's been the workhorse, and I really thought, you know, sometime in this fourth quarter he's going to bounce one outside, and everybody's going to be chasing him and get one in the end zone.
You want to see four overtimes, don't you?
I kind of do.
Third and seven at the 45, and Lizey back to pass, has some time. Now throws it as far as he can down the right sideline. Jump ball caught by Klug, and he will score the touchdown. It was a jump ball, and it just hung in the air too long that time for the defensive back to go up, and he was already on his way down. Nolan Block trying to knock it away, and Klug hauls it in for the first touchdown of the game with 6:28 to go.
Well, Block's going to be sick because he's in perfect position, Doug, to bat this ball away. Just totally mistimes the jump. Ball goes right over his fingertips and right into the hands of Klug.
The man that we had been looking at all ball game long, finally able to haul that in, a 45-yard touchdown pass with 6:28 to go. And now Hardington CC is a man or two short as they get ready to go for the conversion here. And it looks like they're going to line it up for a PAT kick and try to take that 7-0 lead. And kicking it away, Todd Bottleson. And the snap is back. It's a good one. The kick is on the way. Not a lot on it. And it actually ends up just getting over the crossbar and falling straight down and good. That couldn't have cleared the crossbar by a yard as he kind of just popped it into the air. But nonetheless, it is good. And with 6:28 to go in this C2 state championship, Hardington Cedar Catholic 7 and Ponca nothing. We'll be back after this.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Well, the extra point kick by Todd Bottleson just ricocheted off the right upright enough to fall across the crossbar, and the extra point is good, so it is 7-0, Hardington Cedar Catholic, 6:28 to go, and now Ponca is going to have to get one into the end zone themselves after a scoreless 3.5 quarters here at Memorial Stadium.
Yeah, like I said, just a mistimed jump allowed the touchdown to Klug, a big play here for Hardington to take the lead in this ball game. Not, you know, Ponca hasn't really proven they can move the ball in the second half, Doug.
Well, for Ponca, they had 149 yards here in the ball game overall, and at halftime they had 135. So the kick is away. It's a line drive kick. It'll be taken at the 12-yard line on the left hash, 15, 20, up the middle, 30. Good run, 35, 40, up to the 45. And Curry is brought down at the 47-yard line. He made it all the way to the last two red jerseys, and in there for Hardington Cedar Catholic, I think that was Logan Wynett, number 81.
Yeah, number 18, Kevin Wentz as well, finishing him off. If he got through those guys, Doug, he's going for six.
So a good start here on the kickoff return for Ponca at their own 47-yard line, trailing 7-0 for the first time in the ball game. They'll give it to Curry, and it's up to that Ponca O-line as Curry comes across midfield to the 49-yard line. And that's all well and good if Ponca can move the ball on the ground, but if that's the way that they elect to do things here, this will probably be their final possession of regulation because we're down to 6 minutes to go, and they definitely can move the ball this way, but they just have not been able to put it in the end zone so far this afternoon. A gain of four. It is second down and six at the Hardington Cedar Catholic 49-yard line. And again, they give it to Curry off the right side. He is tripped up and falls forward to the 45-yard line. And on the tackle was Nick Lauer.
Yeah, Lauer's really played well coming from that linebacker position, getting in there and made a lot of tackles here today.
Third down and two. 5.5 to go. Ponca does have all three of their timeouts. Cedar Catholic 7, Ponca nothing. The Cedar Catholic kids are trying to get their fans to make even more noise here defensively as they need to make a stand here. Third down and two. Quarterback Andy Watchhorn brings him up over. Curry, they will go on an inside handoff to him after they handed off once before, and he slides and trips and falls down after Trent Bottleson got a hand on him, and he's not going to have enough for the first down, it does not look like. They might bring the chains in and measure it. Actually gave him a pretty good spot on the play, too.
Yeah, Doug, I still think he's going to be a good football short of this first down, and then you've got to go for it, obviously.
They handed it off to Joel Markworth and then gave it back to Curry. And I guess I don't know what that does for you, Tony, because you're going to keep an eye on Curry anyway, and it looks like he's got the first down by the nose of the football. So the first down of this fourth quarter for Ponca on a nice run that time by Jared Curry. He got what he needed to get. So with 4:54 to go, they'll roll the clock again, and it'll be first and 10 Ponca at the Hardington Cedar Catholic 43-yard line. When Watchhorn goes back to pass, he's got to find a way to complete it. He is 1-for-6 of this football game. Curry keeps the football around the right side, then gives it off, on the inside handoff to Markworth, and Markworth is going to make it up to about the 39. He had a lot more running room than that and a pretty good open field tackle. As they're trying to run some misdirection to keep Hardington CC honest, they think maybe that's what's going to spring the big play, but it ends up being just a 3-yard carry.
Heck of an open field by tackle that time by Klug on the outside, just a one-on-one tackle, drags him down.
Hardington is doing a good job of keeping containment on both of those wingbacks so far today. Second down and 7. Curry in motion again, this time a toss sweep. They fake the inside handoff. Curry keeps it. He is stacked up, and they try to strip the ball. Can't do the job. And standing him up there for Hardington CC is Eric Becker.
Eric Becker finishing off Nathan Lizey, number 72 up front, I believe was the initial man there. Becker coming in and finishing the deal off, though.
Going to give Curry a 1-yard carry. You're listening to the C2 State Football Championships on KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, and on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. 3rd and 6 at the 39-yard line, and they will hand it to Curry around the right end, one-on-one, and a great open field tackle again to bring him down by Nick Lauer, because actually Curry had a lot of room to run if Lauer doesn't bring him down, and Lauer is coming off the field. His left arm has been banged up. His shoulder's been stinging for him here, and he's come off a couple of times. And a very, very short gain. It'll be 4th and 4.
Yeah, you start to see a lot of emotion here out of Eric Becker, number 44 here. He's the one that brings the defensive calls into the game and one of the vocal leaders of this defense. You can tell that right now.
Well, here we go. Play of the game for Ponca. It is 4th down and 4 with 3 minutes to go. They trail 7-0. They fake it to Curry, and we have got whistles and penalty flags and illegal procedure on Ponca.
Yeah, somebody on the left side of the offensive line moved a little bit too early.
Can you believe that that is only the second penalty on Ponca, and it comes at the most crucial portion of their season? Now it's 4th down and 9, and you almost have to throw the football. You don't do that the whole game, probably the whole season, and all of a sudden somebody a little eager to get the play started, and it is 4th down and 9, 42-yard line. Now again, Ponk is going to burn one here. See, this is where you would have been in an interesting situation. If you didn't get the ball, you still had all 3 timeouts to stop Hardington Cedar Catholic. But now Ponca, without the play clock running, Tony, calls a timeout. And so the ball hadn't even been blown to play yet, and they burn that timeout. So with the season on the line, I guess they want to make sure that they've got a chance to convert this. 4th down and 9, Ponca at the Hardington Cedar Catholic 42. 2:53 to go in the game. It's Hardington Cedar Catholic 7, Ponca nothing. We'll be back after this timeout.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Here we go on 4th and 9 for Ponca. They will send a man in motion, and Watchhorn is back to pass. Looking left, pump fakes. He's going to go deep. He's looking for his running back, complete at the 11, down to the 10. 1st and goal, Jared Curry. almost identical to how Hardington scored, only Curry fell down after he caught it instead of getting into the end zone.
But Lysy was the one that mistimed the jump to knock the ball away, Doug.
A 32-yard completion, only the second completed pass of the ball game for Ponka. And that'll set up first and goal right on the 10-yard line, 2:44 to go in the C2 final. It is 7-0 Hardington CC, and Ponka now back into it here. First and goal at the 10. Watchmore with a great pass. Now he'll hand it off to Curry. Right side, he's tripped up again. Eric Becker got him at the 10-yard line. No gain on the play.
Yeah, Becker and Lysy both flowing to that football, both back there. Becker takes his legs out from under him. Had he not knocked him down, Lysy would have been right there as well, so nothing going there.
They're trying to find a way to get Jared Curry free, and they have not been able to do it the entire ball game. He's had just a couple of significant gains on this football afternoon, as it is second and goal at the 10. Watchhorn back to Curry. He went right, now goes left, and he goes nowhere. He's brought down at the 9-yard line, and making the tackle is Chad Cook. It'll be third and goal, ball between the 9 and the 10.
Well, you know, Chad Cook showing up here on defense. He knows he's 2 minutes away for a state title, and Ponka realizing they're 10 yards away from tying this thing up and having an opportunity to be back in it.
Well, the clock is to a point now where Ponka has got two plays because they will not have enough time if they don't get in. A minute and a half to go. Watchhorn straight back to pass. Pump fake, throws it as he's hit. Completed the three, wide open, and touchdown, Ponka! Into the end zone is Nolan Block, who was wide, wide open.
Block's the one that mistimed the jump that allowed Klug to score the touchdown. Lysy down here, the quarterback that threw the touchdown, then mistimes the jump that allowed the play on 4th and 9 to be complete. And then Block with a touchdown.
A 53-yard drive concludes with a 10-yard touchdown pass, and now Ponka has to make the extra point kick. And holding will be the quarterback, Andy Watchhorn. And the place kicker coming in to boot that extra point is going to be number 33, Ben Gehring. And it looks like a timeout will be burned here by Hardington Cedar Catholic, maybe to put a little ice on him. So Ponka moves that ball down the field, Tony, without burning a timeout, just the one timeout to go for it on fourth down. And now Hardington CC going to try and ice the kicker here in a 7-6 game for the state championship. It's all on Ben Gehring, his holder Watchhorn, and the long snapper.
Mentioned earlier, when you're talking about point after, he's 47 out of 53 on the season. So proving he can do it, can he do it one more time here in the state finals to tie things up?
Well, I think maybe you have a practice or somebody has practiced this in the backyard before, like hitting the home run or the game-winning shot. But now it will be to possibly send the state final into overtime. What will Hardington CC do? Will they try and overrush? Will Ponka do anything to fake it and go for two? I seriously doubt it, but let's find out. Is Ben Gehring ready to attempt the extra point? Snap, good. The kick is away. The kick is up. The kick is good, and we are tied with a minute 25 to go. So for all the between the tackles running that we saw in the first three quarters, plenty of excitement here in the fourth. 1:25 left to go in the C2 final. Hardington Cedar Catholic 7, Ponka 7 here on ESPN Radio.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
When you have that much trouble scoring in three quarters and then you're able to get the ball on the only drive you're going to have, as the Ponca Indians did, and put it in the end zone, It is a little strange. It shows you, though, how well coached and how well fundamentally sound these teams are. And it shows you that, yes, you can throw the football in high school playoff action and be successful at it, even though neither team really wanted to do that much in the second half of play. It is 7-7 And it's not over yet. Hardington Cedar Catholic will get the kickoff here with a minute 25 to go. They've got one timeout. Remember, Ponca's drive started on a nice kickoff return. It would have been a whole lot different situation had they had to start at their 20, but they returned it out to the 47 and had a shorter field to work with. So back will be Sudbeck and Cook, I would assume, as usual here for Hardington CC. A very deep kick, and it's going to go into the end zone. They actually had Klug back there to return that one as well, and he made a play for it, but it sailed into the end zone, and not bad considering, again, that was pretty much into the wind here, and that might just have saved any type of offense for Hardington CC. First down and 10. Hardington CC with the football at the 20-yard line. 7-7 could be going to overtime. They'll send two men out wide to the left in the I formation, Becker and Cook. And Lisey with that one timeout, going to give the draw to Cook, and he has just killed in the backfield. Ponca knew what was coming, and shooting through there for the Indians was Josh Watchhorn, and that probably is going to decide right there what Hardington CC wants to do. But Ponca is actually going to go ahead and burn one of their timeouts right here and stop the clock with a minute 10 left to go in the ball game. They'd like to find a way to make Hardington CC pump the ball. They're going to lose 5 yards on that play on the draw to Chad Cook. So timeout on the field, a minute 10 to go. We're tied at 7. Back after this on ESPN Radio.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Back here to Memorial Stadium in Lincoln as we bring up a second down and 15 for Hardington CC with a minute 10 to go. They'll give it to Cook off the right side. He just wants to hang on to the football as he comes out to the 17-yard line. He'll pick up a couple. And for Ponca, they used one timeout. They're going to let the clock run here, and hopefully for the Indians, they can stop the clock after third down. But they haven't blown the ball ready for play yet for some reason. 50 seconds, and now they do. So they'll have to snap the ball with about 25, 26 seconds to go. And maybe they'll get the ball punted away with about 20 seconds left. Give them an opportunity. Hardington would really love to find a way to get an open hole here and get Cook the first down on the ground. On third down and 12 yards to go, they'll turn. They'll hand to Cook right side. He bounces off one man and gets out to the 19. And timeout with 22 seconds to go. We'll bring up fourth down and 11 here for Hardington Cedar Catholic.
Matthew Dama comes from the backside of that play, made a nice tackle, making sure to wrap up Cook.
And so a punting situation for Hardington Cedar Catholic. They punted it 3 times in this football game for an average of 33 yards. They've been pretty good about getting the ball away. And here's a situation, Tony, if you're going to pump that football with the way the wind's swirling, and maybe they're kicking it into the wind here, do you just all-out rush? It doesn't really matter if you rough the punter, because with so few seconds left at 22 seconds, the penalty's not going to matter. Hardington's not going to be able to go for it. Or do you hope that you can get a return and then bring in Ben Gehring for a field goal attempt?
Well, I'm watching the two field goal kickers. It certainly looks like Ponca's got a real advantage there. Bottleson taking a step and a half and punching the thing through, where Gehring couldn't have hit that any sweeter right down the middle to tie this ball game up.
Well, Watchhorn is going to stand back and return it, and Riffenrath to punt it away. He stands at his own 7. All he needs to do is get that out of there with about a 20-yard kick, probably will be good enough. 3 men up the block for him. Long count. There's the snap. Here comes the rush. He gets the kick away. Watchhorn will watch it bounce at the 41, and it goes straight to the sideline on the 41-yard line and out of bounds. So it's a 22-yard punt. And the ball is at the 41-yard line with 15 seconds to go here in this C2 state championship game. One timeout. No timeouts remaining for Ponca. And the ball is going to be marked between the 40 and 41. They've got time for maybe one play. And what if you're Hardington Cedar Catholic? Last week, they were in this situation and threw a 39-yard touchdown pass against Cambridge with 1 second left. This is almost the identical situation here, and Hardington is late getting a man onto the field. On first down, Watchhorn drops back to pass, rolling left, wants to throw it underneath. It is complete at the 30, and getting out of bounds at the 29-yard line will be Ben Gehring with 7 seconds left in this football game, and that's enough of an 11-yard gain for a first down.
You know, Doug, 29-yard line, so you're looking at it. You've got too long of a field goal right now. You got 7 seconds left. Good job that time, I thought, of the Trojans keeping everybody was in front of them, making sure nobody could get behind them.
And Ponca will trot out Gehring here as they still have not marked the football here. They'll reset the play clock at the 29, and Tony, it looks like they are going to try the field goal right now. This will be a 46-yard field goal for the state championship. Ponca to win state on a 46-yard field goal here, and a whistle and a timeout by Hardington CC. They will use their final one here. And so both teams are out of timeouts. Coach Cotto's team looked like they were in control when they scored the first touchdown of the game with 6:28 to go. Ponca was able to answer, and with just a minute and a half, they used their timeouts and have given themselves a chance to get the ball back and attempt a state championship-winning field goal from 46 yards.
Well, I think they're really stretching how far Gehring can kick this football, but a lot of adrenaline and crazier things have happened in the last year on this field, I guess. Further than this.
What would you give the percentage chance of this going in? 10% or lower?
Lower. Just watching, he hit the extra point dead center, but there's no way it would be close if he kicks it anything like that.
Watchhorn is the holder. Gehring will mark it off. It is 7-7 with 7 seconds to go in the C2 final and a 46-yard field goal attempt for Ben Gehring. He could go down in history at Ponca. The kick is away. It'll be well short. It'll be well short, and the clock will stop with 1 second remaining. So Gehring was not even close. I'm sure he tried to overswing the leg there and get as much as he could into it, but it was right, and it was short. And so now Hardington CC probably going to kneel on it, and we'll go to overtime with 1 second left.
Well, I think that's the right call. You had to take an opportunity you thought you had. It was a long shot. Didn't work out. Oh, well, you still got overtime. This has been a great fourth quarter of football here in this C2 final.
So with the 1 second, one tick remaining, we've got an opportunity to go to overtime in a state championship football game. Now, Hardington CC is not lining up in the victory formation. Three men to the left and Cook in the backfield. Lizey on the draw to Cook. He's got the 25, he's got the 30, he's got the 35, and he'll be brought down at the 39-yard line, so he's going to get 19 yards, as they were hoping maybe he could get into the open field. But there was just enough guys back in the prevent that they knew what was going on, and we are going to overtime here in the C2 final. Two fourth-quarter touchdowns in the last 6.5 minutes. Hardington Cedar Catholic 7, Ponca 7. We'll be back with the overtime period in 1 minute on ESPN Radio.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Do you have a leaky roof, maybe a little unsightly sag? Well, don't put off till tomorrow what you can do today. Call Doberstein Roofing in Kearney and let the professionals do what they do best. Doberstein, where quality isn't expensive, it's priceless.
And welcome back to Memorial Stadium in Lincoln on on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. When we're all done, the Misco Sports Postgame Show, but right now, overtime in the C2 State Final as the coin flip is going to take place down at the middle of the football field as Ponca and Hardington CC have battled for 48 minutes, and we're not done yet, Tony. Again, the rules a little bit different than the pro in college. You'll get the ball at the 10-yard line and get an opportunity to make your decision. The coin has been flipped. Looks like Hardington Cedar Catholic won the toss. You want to go second, so that would mean Ponca would get the ball first. And let's see if that's indeed what the case is. Hardington Cedar Catholic will play defense, and Ponca will have the football. So Ponca will go first. Mark it at the 10, and you go from there.
Well, Ponca has been in one overtime contest week two of the year versus Creighton, where they were victorious 21-20 in that one. Hardington, not seen it this year. So a new experience for Hardington. They've obviously, I think you're so excited. You were so close to having this one. You get the long pass. Two long passes, really, here in the fourth quarter. Set up the one touchdown, scored the one touchdown. So, really an exciting C2 final here.
This is the first overtime in the history of Class C2 championship football, which started back in 1975. Now, C1 had overtime in 2007 and double overtime in 2006. The infamous missed extra point by Valentine in that one that hit the upright. So, here we go. First down and 10, they'll be going towards the south end zone here at Memorial Stadium. Nothing has changed with this offensive set. They will send Hansen as the fullback. Curry, the wingback, gets it up the middle to the 5 and down to the 4. And a good start there. Lizey kind of threw him down by the helmet, and it'll be second and goal at the 4.
Yeah, big hole over the right side. Eric Becker came up and along with Lizey, dug on in on the stop. But yeah, that's a big play to start overtime here.
You're able to get a good chunk of yardage. You're not looking at second and 10 or second and 11. You get the ball down to the 4-yard line. Jared Curry looking for his first touchdown on the ground here. They will turn. They'll hand it to him up the middle. Big hole. Curry is into the end zone. Touchdown, Ponca. Two plays, Jared Curry, and he is in there.
Well, where's that been all second half?
Well, there's so much emotion. There's so much. I mean, you're used to playing just the four quarters, whether you're tired or not, but so much emotion. And with Ponca getting it in there, Tony, to tie the ball game, you'd have to think the motion is on their side.
Yeah, and once again, the extra point here is huge.
So Ben Gehring will come in to attempt that extra point, and Watchhorn will be the holder. So two plays, and the extra point kick is on the way, and it is inside the right upright, and good. So it took two plays, and Ponca has scored first here in the opening overtime. It's Ponca 14, Hardington Cedar Catholic 7. The Trojans will get their opportunity when we come back in 30 seconds.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Now Hardington Cedar Catholic will line up and try and tie this football game, or at least attempt to get into the end zone. Out of the I formation, Lizey turns, hands it to Cook off the right side. He gets to the 8. He will keep going to about the 7, so not as good of a first down play for yardage for Hardington CC as Ponca had, but if you can get 3 yards every crack, you're going to get in there. But it would make it pretty nervous on fourth down. It is just outside the 7, a 3-yard gain, second and goal.
Look, that was all Chad Cook there. Good push by the defensive front. He just kept grinding and moving people forward.
Back to the Maryland eye. Will Cook get it every time? Ball on the right hash of the 7-yard line. Lizey to Cook off the right side. And there's nowhere to go. He's tripped up, and he will get to the 6. He put his hand on the ground to prevent getting his knee to hit at the 8. He'll get to the 6. But good job by Ponca as the blocking backs were just stood up before they even got to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, they know Cook's getting the ball. They continue to hand it to him, and once again, good push, the whole left side. You know, they must think they got a real advantage there going that way, going the right side of the offense, left side of the defense, but good stand here by the Indians.
What a football game. Split out wide to the left. They're going to go with three wideouts. They send Nick Lauer and Aaron Steffen over there. Klug is in the slot. The only man in the backfield is Cook. Lizey, he does want to throw. He's going to roll left under some pressure. Throws into the end zone. Got a man wide open. And did he stay in bounds? No. Out of bounds as the ball was caught by Steffen, but he was ruled out of bounds on the far sideline, and the season comes down to the final play. Steffen was wide open in the back of the end zone, but was running out of real estate, and Lizey let him just a hair too much, maybe. We'll watch the replay here, and...
Oh, his foot's
very, very close. Very, very close, but he is out of bounds. And that'll bring up fourth down and a timeout taken here by Hardington CC. So, Tony, you get to overtime, and it was so easy for Ponca. They had a nice gain on first down, allowed them to run the ball on second down. Here, Hardington CC, 3 yards on first down, 1 yard on second down. Coach Cotto and the crew elect to go for a pass play, and it's incomplete. You know, running the exact same play would not be out of the question here. It's just that Steffen can't drag himself so far, or you just switch your wide receivers up. Maybe instead of going to the junior Steffen, you try to get it to Lauer or Klug, who are your seniors. So we are in overtime. It's Ponca 14, Hardington Cedar Catholic 7. Fourth and goal for Hardington Cedar Catholic at the 6-yard line. They have to score or this football game is over. Four wideouts this time, two to the right, two to the left. Lizey with Cook behind him. And here is the snap to the quarterback. Lizey drops straight back, rolls to his left, throws, got a man, caught, touchdown, Hardington CC, and it's Aaron Steffen.
right back. Good strike by Lizey. It was not like he was standing all alone. Steffen hit, immediately secured the football. Touchdown, Trojans.
I mean, if our hearts are beating up here, what about Lizey kind of throwing against his body, and it was pretty well covered, and boy, did Steffen get popped.
Are they going for two, Doug?
Hardington Cedar Catholic with the ball at the 3-yard line. Going to send in their crew. Might be going for the state championship in two right here. Oh, nerves on both sides.
There's no tee out there, I don't think.
They are going for two in the state championship right here. They're going to line up in the Maryland I formation. Becker, along with Sudback and Cook, dotting the I. Lizey turns, toss play to Cook. Cook doesn't have a lot of running room. He is not going to get in, and Ponca is your state champion. They went for two, and it wasn't close. He was shoved out at the 3-yard line, flat out running out of real estate. Hardington Cedar Catholic went for the state championship and didn't get it. And in overtime, Ponca 14, Hardington Cedar Catholic 13, and Chad Cook, he just didn't have the blocking out in front of him because it was strung out so well by the Ponca defense. And who, as you look at it, Hardington CC scored the first touchdown, 6:28 to go at 7-0. You figure, well, it's going to take a minor miracle for them not to win state, and what a job they did here. And Cook, as he got to the corner, there was no corner. The blocking was there. The Ponca defensive backs get pushed over, but Cook runs up the back of his two blockers, and there's just nowhere to go. There's no room to run, and even if there was a corner, there were three more Indians watching the replay that were waiting for him at the 2-yard line. And it is over in overtime.
I'm kind of speechless right now. You make the decision to go for two. He brought you the whole year. Why not give him the ball? At the same time, Doug, as wide open as your two receivers, well, the touchdown you scored wasn't exactly wide open, but Lively threw such a great pass. You had Steffen to play before stepping out of bounds. I got to wonder why you don't go back to a run-pass option, and it's pretty easy to question the call. But you're used to Chad Cook picking up 3 yards on every play thing, and we can win this right here.
Well, and Tony, they lined up in the Maryland I, which they hadn't thrown out of, I don't believe, the entire football game. And so Ponca to sell out for the run, and they did sell out for the run.
Yeah, they really did. Everybody just flowed to the outside and ran to the football. They had too many people on the outside. Too many people out there to block, and Cook one of those linemen and one of those blockers to get out in front of him and move somebody. Well, they couldn't do it, and then Cook just ran out of room. One of those situations. It's a sick feeling. You got to be so happy with the way you played all game long. You know, you had a couple turnovers. You know, you go back to a lot of things in this game that would change this and make Harrington your state champion. Go back to the two turnovers in the first half. That's probably not going to come up with all the scoring in the fourth quarter. You got two missed time jumps that converted into touchdowns as well.
Well, that's going to wrap things up. The Misco Sports Post Game Show coming up. We'll give you a look at the final stats and wrap up our portion of the day. Don't forget, still two more state championships to come. C1, Hastings St. Cecilia, Norfolk Catholic, and in Class B, Aurora and Omaha Scott. We'll take a break. Be back with the Misco Sports Post Game Show in a minute.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lawrence specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back to Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, where we've definitely just witnessed the best finals so far in the first four games here at the State Football Championships on ESPN Radio. This is the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Open 7 days a week for your convenience. See them before the games begin. It's going to be time starting Friday to think about Christmas shopping. They've got gifts for everybody in the family. Misco Sports on the breaks in the downtown Kearney Center. And, Tony, we're just talking during the break. Ben Gehring looked a lot more comfortable kicking extra points for Ponca than Todd Bottleson did for Hardington CC. Remember, their extra point kick in regulation glanced off the right upright and then went in. And so if you're sitting over there as Chad Cotto, you're thinking, you know what, if it's not even a 50-50 chance that we make an extra point kick, let's go for the two and win this football game. And that was part of the reason, and I'm sure they'll be for years now, unless somehow Hardington comes back in the next year or two, wins a state title, and they kind of forget about all this. You'll be thinking about this play call for the two-point conversion for the rest of your coaching career and for all these seniors.
Well, Bottleson on the year, attempted 37. He only made 22. So there's 23. I guess he would have made 24, 38 to 24. So it's not like that was certainly automatic. He went back there. It was the old one-and-a-half-yard punch-it-through deal. Did hit the upright. They had trouble against Cambridge. You know what? Instead of having put it all on his shoulders, you got a 2,000, 5,000-yard rusher on his career, 2,300-yard rusher in the season. He brought you this far. Probably not a bad choice. I guess I can't fault the play call looking back. How many times did Chad Cook get you 3 yards all year long? I bet that would be a staggering statistic if you had it.
Well, a very solid football game between the two, and maybe these were the two best teams in C2 that got here to Lincoln. We'll take a look at the final stats, and we'll do that. Starting with Ponca and Hardington CC as we take a look at the C2 final stats after this timeout.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Back on the Nabisco Sports postgame show, let's take a quick rundown of the stats here for this C2 state final, which Ponca wins in overtime, 14-13. First off, for Hardington Cedar Catholic this afternoon, Chad Cook, 33 carries, 148 yards in this football game. Eric Becker, 3 carries for 7 yards. Keenan Sudbeck, 2 carries for 5 yards. The quarterback, Justin Lisey, 2 carries, negative 10 yards in the football game. So overall, on the ground this afternoon for Hardington Cedar Catholic, they ran the ball for 150 yards in this football game. 40 carries, 150 yards, just under 4 yards per carry. Through the air, Justin Lisey put it up 11 times. He completed 4 of those, but he had 2 interceptions here this afternoon. 101 yards, including the 45-yard touchdown pass, and then the other score was a 6-yard touchdown pass here in overtime. So 101 yards on the ground, or on through the air, 150 yards on the ground here today, and that is 251 yards of total offense this afternoon for Hardington Cedar Catholic, which ends up being more than what Ponca had today. Ponca was led by Jared Curry with 29 carries for 90 yards and a touchdown. Austin Hansen, 6 carries, 28 yards. Andrew Watchhorn, 5 carries, 27 yards. Joel Markworth, 5 carries, 17 yards. Cash Ektenkamp, 2 carries for negative 1 yards. 47 rushing attempts for 161 yards in the ball game today for Ponca, right about 3.5 yards per carry. Andrew Watchhorn put it up 9 times, 4 completions. He had 67 yards through the air and 1 touchdown in this football game. A 32-yarder then set up the 10-yard touchdown pass with 1.5 minutes to go in the game. So 67 through the air, 161 on the ground, 228 yards of total offense for Ponca. Ponca had 13 first downs. Hardington Cedar Catholic had 12 penalties in the ball game, 2 on Ponca for 10, 4 on Hardington CC for 30. Ponca had 5 punts for an average of 28.6. Hardington Cedar Catholic, 4 punts for an average of 30 yards. Third down conversion, Ponca 5 of 14, Hardington Cedar Catholic 3 of 11. And on fourth down, 2 of 4 for Ponca, including the one that Curry caught that set up first and goal, 1 of 3 on fourth down conversions for Hardington Cedar Catholic. And remember the time of possession at halftime, 16.5 for Ponca, 7.5 for Hardington Cedar Catholic. Hardington Cedar Catholic had the ball 33 minutes and 17 seconds. Ponca had it 26 minutes and 43 seconds. Ponca had the ball just over 10 minutes total in the second half, Tony.
Yeah, you know, we thought they controlled the second half. It just couldn't find a way to get any points on the board. Doug, you said that to start the game, Curry and Cook, their names would be heard loud and really heard often here today. Those two combined, 4,779 yards, 74 touchdowns on the year, those two rushers today.
And today they combined for a total of 62 carries and 238 yards on the ground, and Jared Curry had the touchdown in overtime for Ponca. Receiving, Ben Gehring, 2 catches, 25 yards. Jared Curry had that huge 32-yard reception that saved their season, and Nolan Block then had the 10-yard touchdown reception. For Hardington Cedar Catholic, Cody Klug, 2 catches, 81 yards and a touchdown, and Aaron Steffen, 2 catches, 20 yards and 1 touchdown, as each team completed 4 passes in this football game here today. Again, the scoring summary, nothing happened on the scoreboard until the fourth quarter when Jeff Lisey hooked up with Cody Klug on a 45-yard touchdown pass on 3rd and 7. They banked in the extra point from Todd Bottleson, made it 7-0. Then the key, if you don't look into the first three quarters, the key, that kickoff return for Ponca, instead of starting back around their 20 where they had most of the game, they return it out to the 47-yard line, a 53-yard drive. They convert on fourth down, a 32-yard pass to Curry, gets him first and goal at the 10, a 10-yard pass from Andy Watchhorn, Nolan Block. Ben Gehring adds the extra point kick, makes it 7-7. They actually had a chance to win the game on a 46-yard field goal, Ponca did, but it was way short. with 1 second left in regulation. And then two plays in overtime, Jared Curry, 6-yard run, and then takes it in from 4 yards out. They make the extra point kick. It took all four plays for Hardington Cedar Catholic to score in overtime, finishing it off on a 6-yard pass from Jeff Lisey to Aaron Steffen. They elect to go for two. Chad Cook cannot get in. And that is your final score here today in overtime. Ponca 14 and Hardington Cedar Catholic 13 in overtime. We'll take a break. Wrap it up on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this.
Mischko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mischko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mischko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Hillion Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Well, we're going to turn the reins over to Mike Will and Jimmy Purcell for the final two games today here on ESPN Radio. Coming up, 2:45 kickoff, Hastings-St. Cecilia and Norfolk Catholic for the C1 final. Then tonight at 7:15, the Class B final. Aurora will be taking on Omaha Scut. Not only can those be heard on ESPN Radio, but on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. And Tony, as these teams travel north, to their homes in Ponca and Hardington when this football game is over. Both of them are going to know that they could have won and could have lost this football game. There were a couple of plays early on in this first half, although there was no scoring. As we said, Hardington Cedar Catholic turned it over twice in the red zone, and two opportunities in the final 3 minutes there in the first half for Ponca to get in. They had the ball first and goal at the 9 with 5 seconds to go before halftime and elected not to attempt the field goal and went for the touchdown, and it was incomplete. That sent us to halftime scoreless.
Yeah, see, you can break down so many aspects, Doug, and you know the one aspect that's going to be broke down the most is poor coach for the Trojans, and Chad Coteau is going to be saying, boy, woulda, coulda, shoulda run a different play on that two-point conversion. You went for the win. You gave it to the one that brought you here, and it didn't work out. But he will second-guess himself for a long, long time. Really have nothing to hang their heads about. They played a heck of a football game today. We expected scoring, didn't get scoring, but still got a heck of a football game.
Two fine football teams, and we knew when we saw Hardington Cedar Catholic play Ravenna that they deserved to be here. They are a heck of a football team, and nothing's going to erase what happened here today, coming up 1 point short, but Ponca equally is deserving. Even though their offense may not have been as flashy, they ran about two formations all day today, while Hardington Cedar Catholic, they looked like a well-oiled machine out there, more than Ponca did, but Ponca did what they had to do, and they won this football game in overtime 14-13.
Yeah, Ponca, you know, the least amount of points they've scored this year have been 20 and 21, but before that, you know, they've proven they could put some points on the board. The other team did, but you know, you come down to a couple turnovers in the first half, which really hindered things. I thought Hardington was really moving the ball well. Take away one of those turnovers, they're probably your state champion. But once again, a great finish to a great game.
Well, this is going to wrap up Tony and I's coverage of high school football. It's less than 2 weeks from high school basketball as we get going the week after Thanksgiving on that Thursday. Hastings College Basketball High School Tournament will be getting things underway on our network of stations. And so it won't be long until we turn the headsets into basketball and wrestling and get ready for the winter sports season. But again, we want to thank all the fine sponsors and all the coaches who have helped us out with our broadcast throughout this 2009 fall sports season. And you've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, a longtime sponsor of high school athletics here on ESPN Radio and our sister station, KKPR 98.9. For our engineer, Merritt Lawson, Tony Davis, pleasure again, kinda.
That's not true, Douglas. Should we hug?
We'll hug later.
All right.
Let's hug later, not on the air. I'd hate to have anything misconstrued. Gang, we'll see you in just about 10 days as the high school basketball season gets underway. Be sure to keep it here on ESPN Radio. Two more great state finals coming up with Mike Will and Jimmy Purcell as Hastings St. Cecilia goes for a state title against Norfolk Catholic and Aurora tries to repeat tonight when they take on Omaha Scut. This is Doug Dudas saying, once again, the final in overtime. Ponca 14, Hardington Cedar Catholic 13. Have a great Thanksgiving, everyone.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of ESPN Radio, 1460 AM and ESPNSuperStation.com. Podcasts of this and all local play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to ESPNSuperStation.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.